Hey, it's me, that guy from that thing you're about to hear. Thanks for listening to the Todd Bromelkamp Show podcast.
What would you do if you were Zion Williamson? 319-366-1600.
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, Studios.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Bromelkamp Show.
407, welcome in on a Thursday afternoon here in eastern Iowa, 1600 AM, the historic main gym heard all across eastern Iowa, 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, and 107.5 FM here in Cedar Rapids with you for the next 2 hours and four, we'll call it 45 minutes. We're off early for high school basketball tonight. Great show on tap for you today. We're going to catch up with Cedar Rapids Rough Riders general manager and head coach Mark Carlson coming up at the bottom of the hour. Rough Riders are on a winning streak right now, getting ready for a big home-and-home series this weekend with their rivals from Dubuque. Mark Emmert of the Des Moines Register will stop by at 5 o'clock. We will chat with him about Iowa's next game tomorrow night at Carver-Hawkeye Arena. They host the Indiana Hoosiers. And Kyle Boone of CBS Sports also scheduled to join us on the program this evening as we'll take a look at what's going on in the world of college basketball. There may be a story or two.
Did something happen?
Worth discussing. 319-366-1600 is the Hertine & Stocker Jewelers text line. Hertine & Stocker has been Iowa City's most trusted jeweler for over 70 years. That stuff doesn't happen by accident. Lots to get to, including a $30 gift card to Mulligan's Pub on Old Marion Road. We're going to give that away sometime here in the first hour of the program. So continue listening, and you could be enjoying happy hour on us at Mulligan's. It runs from 3 until 6 daily, and Thursdays, like today, wings, boneless and bone-in. Some people like to refer to boneless wings as chicken nuggets. Half price from 6 until close. So $30 will go a really long way if you choose to use that on Thursdays. Boy, how would you feel if you were somebody who shelled out $2,500, $3,000 for a ticket to last night's Duke-North Carolina game to see Zion Williamson, and you get to see him in action for about 35 seconds?
Last night was horrible.
Last night was a horrible. Really bad night for a number of reasons. But the college basketball game, the marquee star in college basketball in the one of the biggest regular season games of the year, and he's injured 35 seconds into the game when his shoe malfunctions.
Like a college basketball icon that we haven't seen. Really, a basketball icon, a young prodigy to the likes that we haven't seen since, I think, LeBron James. Now, there have been some really good players, but with the hype and the skill and the ability of Zion Williamson at age 18, I don't think there really has been. And like you said, tickets were going for right around $3,000. I'm rounding up a little bit, but you had to shell out $3,000 to get in the building.
Wait a minute, sorry. If you pay $3,000 for a ticket to get into the game, are you watching the final 6 minutes from the top of Cameron Indoor Stadium? 366-16. I kid.
I hear that he's out, then I'm leaving. I'm out of there because you think about the stars. Barack Obama's there.
By the way,
people
criticizing the former president for leaving the game early. I'm going to go ahead and just assume maybe he's got a lot on his plate.
Well, yeah, and he's not there to watch R.J. Barrett. He's not there to watch Cam Reddish or Nasir Little. He's there to watch one guy.
He is a big basketball fan.
Maybe
he enjoyed watching those guys. Todd Gurley.
Todd Gurley was there. Spike Lee was there. It was a who's who for a regular season college basketball game, and in 30 seconds, it's done. In 30 seconds of game time, you see his left foot go through the side of his shoe, and everybody for about 2 hours, up until we found out that it was a mild knee sprain, was just, everyone's mind was racing. Like, the worst fears about Zion Williamson getting injured were all being thought about in those 2 hours. And it's really sparked a lot of conversation today, as it should.
you and I with a big road win last night over Missouri State. Kyle's going to cover that on his big board update coming up. The Panthers now alone in fourth place in the MVC. But back to Zion Williamson. Last night may be viewed down the road as a watershed moment for the movement to either allow players to go straight from the high school ranks back to the NBA, which used to be the rule before things changed. And I understand that today, perfect timing here, but the NBA is introducing legislation to lower the draft age from 19 to 18. Just what a coinkydink there. But you also have the secondary argument here about paying players, because when Williamson goes down, his shoe disintegrates on the court and he goes down, and you're thinking the worst. You're thinking this kid just shredded his ACL, just completely blew up his knee 30 seconds into this game, and the millions and millions of dollars that he could have been making as an NBA player, but he's forced to go to college for 1 year because that's what the rule is. And then because he's injured playing basketball in college, he may not get the millions and millions. He may not get as many millions. I know, look, I recognize that this is a really difficult topic for a number of people to tackle because very few of us have sympathy for people who make millions of dollars playing a game. I get it. But if you're Zion Williamson and you've got your entire future ahead of you, and that future rides on making millions in the NBA, you're probably seeing your life flash before your eyes as your Nike shoe disintegrates 30 seconds into the game. And if you're Under Armour or Reebok or some other competing Puma tennis shoe company, you are trying to figure out a way to back up the Brinks truck to get him to endorse your product. Because the ad next year, or let's be honest, the minute that his eligibility is over, the minute that he's officially out the door, he's signing that contract for $75 million plus, which is your average shoe contract nowadays for a big-time star like that. You think another shoe company is going to pass up the chance?
No.
To do that type of damage? He's in a win-win here, because he's either going to make a ton of money from an opposing shoe company, or he's going to make a ton of money from Nike, because Nike still wants him, despite the fact they lost, their stock dropped $1 billion today. Their stock dropped $1 billion today because of this. And they still want him as an endorser of their product. And this is a kid who everybody's talking about, oh, he's one and done and all of this stuff. And he had 1 million followers on Instagram before he even set foot on campus at Duke. This kid was a bona fide star 2 years before he ever played a college basketball game.
Yeah.
Let's stop comparing him to a kid from the junior college ranks, a three-star who goes and plays in the Missouri Valley or something like that. This is the number one player in the country. This is a bona fide, genuine, superstar caliber player.
Who can you even compare him to from the high ranks of college basketball over the past decade? Like, who was that big of an icon before they ever stepped foot on campus, and then in their first game proved why they are said icon right away, and has become, like I said, the megastar to where people are paying $3,000 to get into a regular season college basketball game? It's rarefied air.
You would have seen this had LeBron had to go to college.
Yes, you would have.
Other than that, and there have been some really good college players who have been forced to go the NBA route for 1 year. I'm of the opinion here that if a kid has the ability, I don't see how you can keep him from maximizing his value.
Doesn't make sense. He's way too overqualified to be playing in college right now.
The hand wringing here and the pearl clutching of the the high school kids who would go and be a second round pick, or the high school kids who would go and never get drafted, and they'd wind up floating through the ranks of the G League, or God knows what would happen to them. I got news for you. Let's stop acting as if those kids have the choice between going to the NBA or going to Johns Hopkins and finding a cure for cancer. That's not the case for most of those kids. Most of those kids have zero interest in going to college. Zero. We force everybody to go to college, including people who play sports for a living, because it's the societal expectation. Let's stop acting as if that's the other, that we're steering these kids off of that path.
Why is that our job? That's the thing. Yeah, and I agree with you 100%, but why is that our job to steer anybody and to tell anybody what they should do with their life? Whether they're ready or not for the NBA will make that decision. But that is not for me or you or Todd or Kyle or anybody to say, oh, yeah, well, you really need to get an education, because I have news for you. 1 year of education, the argument in football is, oh, well, they get a free education. They're there for 3 years. That's worth a lot. You think that the 6 credit hours that these basketball players are taking the 12 credit hours between two semesters is worth anything? It really isn't. And it's just a dumb step that they have to overcome while playing for nothing that has really minimal benefits to them. It has benefits for some people who want to be there, but for those who don't, for those who are ready to play in the NBA, has no benefit.
What would you do if you were Zion Williamson? That's our poll question today, brought to you by our friends at Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast, behind Taco John's, next to the Home Depot. 319-366-1600. The phone number, also doubling as the Hertine and Stocker Jewelers text line, for those of you who wish to reach out to us that way. The Iowa women on the road tonight at Indiana, looking to avoid stubbing their toe after upsetting Maryland at Carver-Hawkeye Arena last weekend, to join the Terrapins atop the Big Ten standings. Again, 7 o'clock tip-off at Assembly Hall. The men back in action tomorrow, also taking on the Hoosiers. Fran McCaffrey meeting with the media earlier in Iowa City. As we mentioned, Mark Emmert of the Des Moines Register will be with us tonight at 5 o'clock. Jim Boeheim also killed a guy last night on accident on his way home from a Syracuse basketball game. We're going to get to that story with Kyle Boone as well. No drugs, no alcohol. Does not seem as if there is any issue there, other than the fact that the area has some poor visibility and he swerved to avoid the accident and wound up hitting somebody who had gotten out of their vehicle. Important to remind everybody that try to stay in your vehicle. We see a lot of this in eastern Iowa when the bad weather and the snow hits the area. You slide off the ditch or whatever. Stay in your vehicle, because other vehicles could be sliding off the road, and it's just a safety issue. But it's an unfortunate situation there. It's overshadowed by this Zion Williamson story. I don't want to call it the fun angle here, but the interesting tinfoil hat, flat earth conspiracy crowd was the shoe tampered with. Why 30 seconds into the game did this shoe fall apart?
What?
And what are the odds that of all the million pairs of Nike shoes that are made, that the one pair that winds up on his feet would be the defective pair? That's been fun to follow along with that sort of logic.
Why is Twitter free?
Why is Twitter free?
We should have to pay for this service.
Should be another poll question somewhere down the road. This is, I don't know what else to say about this, other than the fact that Zion Williamson, you have two arguments here. You've got the athletes don't get paid any money, and you've got the folks on the other side that say, hey, they get free tuition. Free tuition is worth something. I saw the argument, and I can't remember who was making it, but the argument was he gets a free education to Duke University, a very prestigious university. And how many doors is that going to open to him in life? And I'm thinking, okay, if that's your argument, then That's a handful of kids. Other kids are getting a free ride at Valparaiso or Iowa or Wyoming. Those degrees are not opening the same doors that a diploma from Duke is. So don't make that your argument, that that's the same as paying the players. This is a guy who, in a true free market, if he were able to maximize on his abilities, mm-hmm. would be making hundreds of millions of dollars this year.
Correct.
Instead, he's playing last night in a regular season game, wearing a shoe that he has no choice to wear because the school and the coach have negotiated the shoe contract. Not to say that he wouldn't wind up with Nike anyway, but he has no say in what type of shoe he's wearing. Even if, as I understand it, even if he wanted to change to a more, you know, I've seen a lot of people, well, high tops, bigger guys, he should be wearing a different style of shoe. He doesn't get the... These guys don't get the choice of what type of shoes they wear.
No, these schools have multi-million dollar shoe contracts in case I'm breaking news at this point.
Krzyzewski gets a huge chunk of the shoe money. Fran McCaffrey, Steve Prohm, Ben Jacobson, every coach. When you talk about contracts and base salary, there's a reason why you discuss base salary. Because where these coaches really make a lot of their money is on endorsement deals. The shoe companies are subsidizing head coaches at the bigger schools. Coaches get paid for things like doing their radio show. You think coaches enjoy sitting there and listening to phone calls and asking and answering questions from Tommy from Des Moines? No. They're getting paid a lot of money to do those things. Kudos to Iowa State, by the way, for reformatting the Coach's Corner show this year and taking the phone call equation out of things. But just the entire situation about last night just absolutely reeks. It's absolutely
horrible.
Awful. And the good thing here is it doesn't sound like this is a serious injury or as serious as everybody thought that it could be.
It's a mild knee sprain. So probably about a week or two. He'll have to be out, but he should be back to full strength in a couple of weeks.
I can't.
And that's going to raise a lot of questions.
The only thing that I can liken it to would be holding a winning Powerball ticket and the window is down on your vehicle and you realize that you've got the winning numbers and all of a sudden a gust of wind comes along and the ticket goes out the window. That's me. That's my life flashing before my eyes if I'm Zion Williamson sitting on the floor last night.
Absolutely.
And you could almost, it was, the look on his face was, I think I've seen that one other time in my life. He had the Nancy Kerrigan look to him last night. Like, why? Why me? Except there wasn't a fat guy with a wand knocking him in the knee. It was a shoe company that he probably would love to do business with. And he's going to get paid by, he's either going to get paid by Nike or he's going to get paid by somebody else.
See, a lot of people are pointing out on the text line, the insurance policy that he has out. And the details are that it's an $8 million policy. And if he fell beyond pick number 16 in the draft, so if he fell out of the lottery, he would get that $8 million, which, okay, yeah, that's a lot of money. But compared to the $250 million that he's expected to make in his first five NBA seasons? That's not a lot of money.
You're driving a Rolls Royce and your insurance company buys you a new Honda Accord if you get in an accident. You happy about that? No, Hondas are fine vehicles, but you understand where I'm coming there. Like $8 million. Again, that's why it's so difficult to have a discussion because a lot of people, you and me both, look and say $8 million is a lot of money. But it's a drop in the bucket, his earning potential. That's a drop in the bucket to what he could make if he were in the NBA. And instead, because of arbitrary rules, we've got to force him to go to college for a year and pretend that he wants to be there. Like he's going to rhetoric and he's going to all of the other classes that you take as a first-year student at college. And just he's happy to be there, Mr. Academics.
He's taking two online classes. Let's not. I joke here, but he's taking two online classes, maybe 6 credit hours, which is all you have to take. And he's getting ready to make a truckload of money in a few months. That's what he's doing.
Mark Carlson of the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders set to join us coming up at the bottom of the hour. Mark Emmert, Kyle Boone, would you? And a $30 gift card to Mulligan's Pub all on the way here in the first hour of the program. I did say we were going to give the Mulligan's gift card away within the first hour. We need to step aside really quickly. When we come back, Kyle's going to fill you in on the Iowa women's trip to Indiana tonight and more. He'll have a big board update for you after this.
Save big money this week during Menards' Priced Right Sale. Save on Hunter ceiling fans from Menards. Right now, save on the LED 54-inch Auburndale ceiling fan. It comes in an onyx bengal finish with clear glass. The LED 52-inch Forgesmith ceiling fan comes in an aged steel finish and has an industrial pipe design. Your choice, only $149.99 each. Find these and other great deals going on now through February 23rd during Menards' Priced Right Sale.
Save big money at Menards.
Connecting with your family and friends is what La Cantina is all about. Get your friends together to watch the College Hoops tournament in one of the 2 party rooms at their Edgewood Road or Marion locations. And you have to try La Cantina's very own beer, Zapata. If you'd rather catch the games in your living room, La Cantina will be happy to cater their crunchy, zesty, crowd-pleasing favorites to your place. La Cantina, in the fountains on Edgewood Road, in downtown Cedar Rapids, and in Marion.
Look alive, Coach. Are you ready for next season? If you're thinking about coaching K-12 school-sponsored athletics in Iowa, add getting your state certification from Kirkwood Continuing Education to your game plan. Kirkwood handles the required instruction and fingerprinting. Kirkwood coaching authorization and recertification classes are going on now in Cedar Rapids and Iowa City. And now you can also take the classes online. Visit kirkwood.edu/coaching to get into the game.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Guys, this is sounding like a Golden Girls rerun right now.
Keep the texts coming on the Hertin and Stocker Jewelers text line, 319-366-1600. Kyle Boone of CBS Sports with us inside the 5 o'clock hour to make sense of this, the Jim Boeheim story. And I'm so out of the loop today, I don't even know what the reference to the stuffed animal on Twitter was.
You didn't see the ending to the Georgia-Mississippi State game.
I don't know.
No,
I'm not
okay.
Going home and
watching
a lot of SEC basketball. No offense.
I'll have to show you during the break. You're going to be appalled.
Okay. Did the stuffed animal, did his shoe fall apart?
No, the stuffed animal got thrown on the court and lost. Was it Georgia? It lost Georgia the game.
I guess I pulled down my pants and admitted that I'm completely clueless to the listening audience here. I don't have my finger on the pulse of the things, the major storylines today in sports. But 2 out of 3 ain't bad, as Meatloaf once sang.
Kyle filled me in earlier today.
Well, Kyle's going to fill everybody in right now with a big board update.
Fran McCaffrey met with the media in Iowa City today to discuss a few things, and among them were the struggles of Luka Garza. McCaffrey says he's spoken to Garza about how to find better shots and avoid foul trouble, but that he's also told him to just keep shooting. He also went on record to say he believes capable players should be allowed to forego college and enter the NBA. UNI went on the road last night and beat Missouri State 63-43, led by senior Wyatt Lohaus with 22. This is the Panthers' 3rd straight victory, and they really do seem to be playing their best basketball of the season here down the stretch. The defense has been tight, but the offense is really starting to click as they've shot 46% or better in all 3 of those wins. At 8-7 in the MVC, UNI now trails Drake and Loyola by only 2 games, with 3 remaining, one of which is hosting Loyola. The Gazette reported today that Iowa State intends to go to the Board of Regents next week to seek approval for $25 million renovations to Hilton Coliseum. No seats will be added, but big plans are in place for expansion of the concourse. Concessions will be moved and upgraded, corridors will be widened, and elevators and other trouble areas of maintenance will be addressed. Joe Houston served as Matt Campbell's special teams coordinator there in Ames last season, but over the offseason was reassigned to an off-field quality control position. But now, instead, he's going to be a quality control assistant on Nick Saban's staff at Alabama. We're going to get off the air just a little bit early tonight because beginning at 6:50, we've got a pair of girls' district finals. Marion's hosting Dubuque-Wallert on the North and Main gyms, and Xavier's hosting Davenport Assumption on the South gym.
All right, the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders playing really good hockey right now. Winners of four in a row, going to be at home on Saturday at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena, taking on the Dubuque Fighting Saints. Tomorrow night, they travel to Dubuque to take on the Saints at the Mystique Ice Arena. The man who's been responsible for the growth of hockey and the success of the Rough Riders here in Cedar Rapids for the last couple decades, Mark Carlson, is set to join the program next. Stick around. Coach Carlson on the way after this.
This bottom of the hour sports beat is brought to you by Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement, celebrating 15 years of service.
Hi, I'm Steve Anderson. Since I grew up 10 minutes from Carver Hawkeye Arena, I've been obsessing over Iowa athletics since birth. Hawkeye teams stand for maximum effort on every play. We founded Hawkeye Title and Settlement Services on some of those same principles. Provide efficient, high-quality real estate title and closing services, whether you're buying or selling a commercial property or buying your first home. We'll also make it a pleasant and fun transaction. Hawkeye Title and Settlement Services, 568 Highway 1 West in Iowa City. The team you love, the people you trust.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat. From Charlotte, here's Dari Noka.
There's anticlimactic, and then there's Duke Carolina. There is letdown, and then there's Duke Carolina. There's buyer's remorse, and then there's Duke Carolina. Ken Griffey Jr., Spike Lee, President Barack Obama, Todd Gurley, Greg Olson, all there last night to watch this game, not to mention some dude who apparently paid 10 grand for tickets and plenty of others who paid upwards of 3 grand. The Buyer's Remorse Club was large last night, all because Zion Williamson is such a massive, huge, strong, athletic freak of nature that his shoe disintegrated on him. About a week or so after his bare fingers dented a fully inflated basketball, his left foot literally made his Nike rip apart at the seams. And it happened fewer than 40 seconds into the game. Duke got drilled. Still a good win for UNC, even if Zion wasn't on the floor, but all anybody will remember, from President Obama to Junior to the ticket purchasers with too much money to Nike, is the disintegration of Mount Zion's shoe. Now let's just hope this scare doesn't scare Zion right off the court for the rest of the season. In 60 seconds, what is he, a robot?
It's time for some straight talk. Picture this. Your favorite team is playing. You're streaming the game. 10 seconds left. Your team shoots. Oops, your data runs out.
Look, don't let that happen. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get 25 gigs of high-speed data, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks.
Join Team Straight Talk and get unlimited talk and text plus 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month.
Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less, only at Walmart.
First 25 gigs at high speed, then 2G. See terms at straighttalk.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for the only $5 meal worthy of your appetite? Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal. Our classic Junior Bacon Cheeseburger is now bigger. With double the fresh, never frozen beef and double the Applewood smoked bacon, there's nothing junior about it except the price. Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal comes with nuggets, fries, and a drink for just $5. Get the $5 Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal at Wendy's. Giant meal, junior price.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
LeBron James is a 34-year-old man who sounds like a 7-year-old kid. Yesterday, when talking to reporters about being a game under 500 and needing a big end-of-season push to make the playoffs, he literally said about whatever playoff intensity is that, quote, it's been activated, end quote. LeBron's like a robot, a transformer, a machine with a literal switch that's apparently been flipped. I can't help but go back in time a few years to when my son was like 7 and my toy challenged his toy, and out of little Nick's mouth came something like, oh, that's it, Daddy. I'm activating my intensity forces. I hate being so old school sometimes. I've always been of the mindset that when you're part of a team and you're making over $400,000 a game, the high intensity switch might always be activated. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Dari Noka.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Diane, word around the office is you're thinking about quitting.
Dave, I'm sorry you had to find out from someone else.
It's really hard to find great employees like you, so I'd like to make you a counteroffer.
Dave, why are you pulling up your shirt? What is that?
It's a tattoo of your face on my lower back. So what do you say?
Diane? Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Ready to make your commute more entertaining, more interesting, even more productive? Then try 100% ad-free listening on Audible. Each month, you'll get two Audible originals, exclusive titles you can't find anywhere else, plus a credit good for any audiobook and unlimited access to exclusive fitness and wellness programs, all with our commitment-free guarantee. The most inspiring minds, the most compelling stories. Go to audible.com today to start your free 30-day trial, and your first audiobook is on us.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Adios, old friend. Yeah, I've got no secrets and no regrets. Well, a lot of regrets, but the point is I've got nothing to hide. Kind of like the way Progressive shows you their competitors' rates. You gotta put it all out there, baby. Excuse me, miss. Does this heart belong to you? Would you like it anyway?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparisons not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Copays, codes, coupons. Searching for savings on prescriptions is so complex, it's like you need a doctorate degree. Fortunately, CVS Pharmacy employs thousands who have one, our pharmacists. Plus, we built a proprietary search tool to help them find you savings on prescriptions. You don't need to know all of that complicated stuff. You just need to know someone who does. Your friendly doctor of pharmacy at your local CVS. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Ask pharmacist for details.
Springtime is almost here. It's the perfect time to tackle the next job on your list. And AutoZone has the free services to help you do it. Like our free Fix Finder service. If your check engine light is on, our Fix Finder service can help troubleshoot the real problem, saving you time and money down the road. Want help from a pro? We can help with that too. Keep your engine running clean. Buy one STP Super Concentrated Fuel Injector Cleaner and get one free. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Wow. You, sir, are a mouthful.
4:37, welcome back in. Stick around. In 15 minutes, you're going to have an opportunity to take home a $30 gift card to Mulligan's Pub on Old Marion Road. We'll be back there in the future for some more KGYM road trips driven by Linder Tire and lindertire.com. Make sure you swing by our website, kgymradio.com. For more details about the road trip. While you're there, you can vote in our poll question. What would you do if you were Duke's Zion Williamson? Return to school and play out the season with the Blue Devils, or just call it a career and head off to the millions that the NBA will be offering sooner rather than later? Mark Emmert of the Des Moines Register, set to join us in the 5 o'clock hour, along with Kyle Boone of CBS Sports. But right now, joining us, it's Mark Carlson, head coach and general manager of the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders. Riders head to Dubuque tomorrow night and then come home to take on the Fighting Saints Saturday night. Good rivalry game. Riders are playing good hockey right now. Mark, how you doing?
Good, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Well, how are things going right now? How can you explain this streak that you guys are on?
Well, we kind of take it day by day, and so we're not, too caught up in that deal there. We, we think we played pretty good hockey throughout the course of the year, and the guys are working hard and getting better, and, we've been finding a way to win some games here, but we want to continue to be consistent and not be satisfied with this.
Does fatigue creep in at all in sort of the dog days of the season at this point of the year?
Well, somebody asked me that question a couple of weeks ago, and I'm really a big believer. I'm not a big believer in the dog days. I think that our guys have got a great opportunity to play in a great league and in a great city and a great facility with great fans, and should appreciate it every day. And if we monitor our practices and our workouts, we think we should have a lot of energy at all times.
What's been as we mentioned, you've been doing this a long time here in Cedar Rapids. What's been the biggest change in the hockey culture here in Eastern Iowa since you first arrived?
Well, as far as the overall culture, we've seen great things here the last year with his Dustin Tim, who's an assistant coach with us and also the director of youth hockey here at the arena, and doing a great job of building the youth programs. And so that's one thing I would say has been a major change around here at the stable.
What has kept you in this spot? What about your job has kept you in Cedar Rapids for now two decades? And it's sort of been noted that you've had other opportunities, but you've stayed here.
Well, I love the community. I think we've got a tremendous facility here and a great fan base, and I feel very fortunate to work with, you know, with the elite athletes that are anywhere from 16 to 20 years old, and I feel like, you know, along with our staff, we can make real positive impacts on them on and off the ice, and, you know, help them grow and be a part of what they're going to do in the future. And I think that's, you know, very, very satisfying. And I've been fortunate to have, you know, great ownership, you know, currently with Mr. and Mrs. Sadeo, and, you know, all the way through my 20 years, I've been very lucky with the, you know, the owners that we've had. So I think it's a very special place.
Mark Carlson with us. Riders back home Saturday night, taking on the Dubuque Fighting Saints. You guys are neck and neck in the standings in the Eastern Conference. Riders are in third place. Dubuque's right behind you in fourth. What is it about this rivalry that gets the juices flowing?
Well, I think it's one of the neat things about being here, you know, in Eastern Iowa, is we've got the rivalry with Dubuque and also with Waterloo. And, you know, honestly, I wish we played Des Moines about five more times. I think our fans would love that, too, in both cities. But Dubuque is, they've got a great tradition there, you know, going back to even before I was here. You know, they had a team many, many years ago, and then they had a wall where they did not have a team, and then they started it up again. So I think the proximity is, you know, is a big deal with it. The two cities get into it, and we've had a lot of real competitive games over the years.
What do you think the biggest difference from this year's team to the past couple of years has been as far as the success that you've had?
You know, I think that, a lot of people have asked me that. You know, last year we had some, you know, a number of different challenges that, you know, probably nobody wants to hear about. You know, you go through those things from year to year. Last year was one of the favorite teams I've ever had. I thought they played a lot of really, really good hockey, especially here at home. You know, this group has been real good so far. They're working. You know, we've had a lot of injuries. We're battling through. We've got to find a way to get through those. So for me, there hasn't been a huge difference.
Who's been your favorite player to coach in the 20 years that you've been here in Cedar Rapids?
Well, anybody that knows me, I probably wouldn't touch that one. You know, I've had a ton of good ones. I think I've been really fortunate. We've been fortunate, I think, as an organization. I have too many to name one, to be honest with you.
Okay, let's try a different tact here. Who surprised you the most with what they've gone on to do after you've coached them?
Oh, that's a good one. After we've coached them. Oh, I would say this, like when Teddy Purcell was here and he played about 10 years in the NHL, I always tell our guys, like, you know, I never would have said when we had him here, I loved coaching him. He was very, very good for us and scored a ton of points over 2 years and was a Clark Cup champion. But I couldn't have said at that time that he would go on and play, you know, I think it was around 10 years in the National Hockey League. So that was a guy that went on and did extremely well for himself at the NHL level.
What about a guy like Mitch Rinke, where he finishes his career at Michigan Tech last year, makes his NHL debut on the road in a huge game against Las Vegas, is having a great year in the AHL, was undrafted. How satisfying is a story like that with a former player, kind of a really work hard type story?
Well, that's when you mentioned earlier, you know, why I've been in the league, and you know, I feel fortunate to be here. And like a guy like Mitch Rinke, he's a story I've told a lot of times. When we drafted him, I was fortunate to see him myself. I don't get to see everybody, you know, with having the head coaching duties at the forefront. But I was able to see Mitch, and he was about 130 pounds when we drafted him. And then we knew that he was going to be a couple years away, but when I saw him, I said to myself, we're going to wait. We're going to take this guy in the last round. And we did that. We knew we were going to have to wait a while for him. And we just loved his ability and his hockey sense and the person that he was and the family that he came from. And then once he got here, he was terrific for us. And I say this respectfully, like if you're not a real student of the game, like somebody like Mitch is kind of, I guess, hard to appreciate because he's just so steady and so smart and that a lot of times a lot of the things that he does go unnoticed. You know, but to somebody like the St. Louis Blues in the National Hockey League, you know, they're on top of those things there. And as you mentioned, he's having a tremendous year in the American Hockey League. And to be a small part of, you know, his development is a really neat thing for us here.
What can you tell us about Will Francis? I know Jeff Johnson had a nice article in the Gazette on him recently, but he looks like a player to keep an eye on in the future.
Yeah, for sure. You know, different type of player than Mitch. I mean, they're both from Minnesota. They're both right shot D. You know, Will is he's a big, tough, you know, customer that has real good ability as well. And he's, you know, getting used to the league and working hard at it. And but he's got a ton of tools, and his better days are ahead of him as he continues to work. He can really turn into, you know, an impact, you know, type player at the next levels here as long as he works hard at it.
Now, Coach, I want to get your thoughts on the story of the day. I don't know if you saw the Duke game last night. Zion Williamson goes out. Obviously, in basketball, there's the rule that a player has to be out of high school for 1 year before he can go to the NBA. In hockey, I think it's so great because teams, if there's a Austin Matthews or a Connor McDavid, nobody says, all right, that person has to go to junior hockey, that person has to go to college. But if a player needs more development, they can go back to their junior team or their college team. Do you think that this system can work in other sports?
Cool. I mean, that's a good question. You know, the reason the hockey works the way it does is because it was predominantly a Canadian-led sport for a long, long time.
Right.
And now, you know, the United States, you know, proudly has been chipping away at that for a long, long time. And I think I heard something the other day that might be up to like 35% of the players are from college hockey. But it sounds like you guys are pretty educated on, you know, on hockey. So you're probably familiar with, you know, the Ontario Hockey League and the Western Hockey League and the Quebec Major Junior League. So those players they're in leagues that are very similar to ours. They're essentially the same thing, except they probably play 15 to 20 more games, and they get paid a weekly stipend, so they lose their amateur status and they cannot go to college, and they play more weekday games, and that's how they try to get them acclimated to the NHL schedule. So all those players are essentially, for the time being anyway, forfeiting their education. So I don't know if our model would work, you know, because if guys don't go to college, you know, then I don't know where they would go. In other sports, I'm saying, I don't know if the model would work because they don't have a junior circuit, you know, like we do.
Mark Carlson, we appreciate the time. As always, 10 more home games remaining to see the Rough Riders in person at the Stable this season. For folks who have not taken in a Rough Riders game this year, in about 15, 20 seconds, how would you describe your team?
Well, I think we're a team that this city is, you know, I think is very proud of and should be. And I mean this as a compliment. I think we personify our city. We're a blue collar, you know, hardworking team. Go get after it. I think we've got great toughness this year, and we play together, so we're fun to watch.
All right, Mark, we appreciate it. Good luck against Dubuque tomorrow night, and we'll see you at home at the Stable on Saturday night.
Okay, thanks for having me on, guys.
Mark Carlson, head coach and general manager of the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders. One guy has been leading the charge for the Rough Riders over the two decades of existence here in Cedar Rapids, and it's him.
Yeah.
He's coached some pretty good ones, and they've got some pretty good talented players on that roster. Grant Cillianoff didn't come up in that segment with him, but
go to Notre Dame.
He gave you a tip of the cap there. I think you impressed him with your knowledge of how the hockey system works.
See, I try, especially when you're talking to somebody that knowledgeable, but I think it really sort of hit home a couple of years ago where I'm a St. Louis Blues fan, so I'm following along with some of the discussion and what discussion points with Jeremy Rutherford, who's now of The Athletic, and somebody asked him, is Mark Carlson somebody that the Blues would be interested in bringing in as sort of an associate or a talent evaluator? And Jeremy Rutherford said they've tried. He doesn't want to leave Cedar Rapids. So this is a guy who is so well-respected in the hockey circles, yet he has stayed here in Cedar Rapids despite so many other opportunities for two decades now.
At some point, you reach a certain comfort level, and he's reached that here, and that's not to say that he may not find something that would like to challenge him at some point in his career, and he may not leave at some point in time, but he's been pretty comfortable here for the last 2 years. We can't talk hockey and not hear from Sonny in Iowa City. Maybe we've made his day with a little Rough Riders discussion. Sonny, what's up?
Well, I mean, you may have made my day. I don't know if you made all your listeners' day, but I would say that hearing that Mark Carlson has had other opportunities is like the most believable rumor of all time. That guy absolutely knows what he's doing, and it's impressive to see a person have that kind of longevity anywhere in any sporting career. So my hat's off to him. As far as the college versus the OHL, the Ontario Hockey League, which is just an amazing, amazing funnel for the NHL, my father was actually the president of a small team just like the Rough Riders outside of Winnipeg. And their pride and joy was always when they could get a player into an American college, because they really felt that that was the best opportunity for them, because they would have something to fall back on. There's a ton of guys working in window factories with broken hands that almost got to the NHL but didn't quite get there. And if you get that college experience, it's just huge. So that was really, I mean, he speaks a lot of truth on that. The college game improving for being a funnel to the NHL is only a good thing for everybody.
Sonny, we appreciate it as always. Thank you for the phone call. You can follow him at 366-1600 over the course of the next several hours. We'll be here until 6:45 tonight, and then we give way to high school girls basketball coverage as a couple teams trying to reach the state tournament next week in Des Moines. You'll hear it right here on all three of our frequencies. When we return, Kyle's going to have a big board update for you, and then you'll have the opportunity to take home a $30 gift card from Mulligan's Pub. Back after this.
This is the Xavier Report, presented by Schimberg Company.
The Xavier boys basketball team advanced in the Class 3A Boys Substate 3 on Monday night with a 57-48 victory over Vinton Shellsburg. Xavier will host Davenport Assumption tonight at 7 in a semifinal, with the winner advancing to the final next Monday night at the U.S. Cellular Center. The Xavier girls basketball team is off to the Class 4A state tournament. The number 14-ranked Saints knocked off 11th-rated Central DeWitt 45-17 on Tuesday night. The Saints will meet top-rated and top-seeded Marion next Tuesday morning at 11:45 at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Xavier boys bowler Dale Weaver won the Class 2A state individual title on Tuesday in Waterloo. Weaver rolled a two-game total of 5-12 for the honor. Both the boys and girls teams finished in 7th place in the team standings.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimberg Company. Family-owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimberg Company, proudly supporting the Saints.
TCB Pool Hall isn't one of those joints with a table stuck in the back for atmosphere. Nah, TCB Pool Hall is legit, straight-up pool with 10 regulation full-size tables you rent by the hour. They've got a darn respectable beer selection, too, with 26 rotating taps and another 30-plus brews and bottles and cans. TCB isn't the place the kiddies play. You gotta be 21 to get in here. So skip the nonsense. Hang out, play pool, and drink cold beer at TCB Pool Hall in the heart of the Pet Bowl, downtown Iowa City.
School is in session on KGYM. Attend the gym class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes weekdays from 3 until 4. Then sit in on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn from 4 to 7. But when the bell rings and it's time to go home, don't forget about extracurricular activities on Smart FM. Like Live from the Soundboard with Glenn Gardner Saturday nights at 7 and Sunday mornings at 10. And great new wave tracks on High Tide with Just John Saturday nights at 8. Smart FM.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show right here on KGYM.
He is actually 6'5 with the Afro 6'9.
Welcome back in as hour number one draws to a close. Stick around. We got some Hawkeye discussion on the way with Mark Emmert of the Des Moines Register and Kyle Boone of CBS Sports will stop by to give his take on what Zion Williamson's injury means not only to Duke, but to the college game as a whole. Would you on tap in the 6 o'clock hour? I think I have an idea of what topic we may tackle there, but right now we've got to tackle this, a big board update. Here's Kyle.
Fran McCaffrey met with the media in Iowa City today to discuss a few things. Among them were the struggles of Luka Garza of late. McCaffrey says he's spoken to Garza about how to find better shots and avoid foul trouble, but that he's told him to just keep shooting. He also went on record to say he believes capable players should be allowed to forego college and enter the NBA straight from high school. UNI went on the road last night and beat Missouri State 63-43, led by senior Wyatt Lohaus with 22. This is the Panthers' third straight victory, and they really do seem to be playing their best basketball of the season here down the stretch. The defense has been tight, but the offense is finally starting to click as they've shot 46% or better in all three wins. At 8-7 in the MVC, UNI trails Drake and Loyola by only two games, with three remaining, one of which is hosting Loyola. The Gazette reported today Iowa State intends to go to the Board of Regents next week to seek approval for $25 million renovations to Hilton Coliseum. No seats will be added, but big plans are in place for expansion of the concourse. Concessions will be moved and upgraded, corridors will be widened, and elevators and other trouble areas of maintenance will be addressed. Joe Houston served as Matt Campbell's special teams coordinator there in Ames last season, but over the offseason was reassigned to an off-field quality control position. But now, instead, he's going to be a quality control assistant on Nick Saban's staff at Alabama. We're going to get off the air just a little bit early tonight because beginning at 6:50, we've got a pair of girls' district finals. Marion's hosting Dubuque Wallard on the North and Main gyms, and Xavier's hosting Davenport Assumption on the South gym.
Plenty to get to over the next 2 hours, hour and 45 minutes. As Kyle mentioned, we're off early tonight. Right now, though, we've got a chance for you to take home $30 to Mulligan's Pub on Old Marion Road. Happy hour every day from 3 until 6. Thursday's half-price wings from 6 until close. Live music. Check their Facebook page for details. $30 is yours if you're caller number 6 right now to 319-366-1600. Hawkeyes hosting Indiana tomorrow. Fran McCaffrey met with the media today. What did he say? Mark Emmert fills us in next.
Springtime is almost here. It's the perfect time to tackle the next job on your list. And AutoZone has the free services to help you do it, like our free battery testing. If you're having trouble starting your car, come to AutoZone. We'll test your battery for free so you can figure out the problem from the get-go, which means no waste of money on parts you don't need. Seeing the road better starts with great deals at AutoZone. Get a $15 AutoZone gift card by mail when you buy two Bosch Envision wiper blades. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
It's time for some straight talk. Picture this. Your favorite team is playing. You're streaming the game. 10 seconds left. Your team shoots. Oops. Your data runs out.
Look, don't let that happen. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get 25 gigs of high-speed data, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks.
Join Team Straight Talk and get unlimited talk and text plus 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month.
Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less, only at Walmart.
First 25 gigs at high speed, then 2G. See terms at straighttalk.com.
Hiring used to be hard, multiple job sites, stacks of resumes, but today hiring can be easy and you only have to go to one place to get it done, ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. And right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/will. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WILL. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes, and you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One and a member.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. Duke Zion Williamson has a mild right knee sprain. Williamson is likely to be a top pick in June's NBA draft. Should that enter his decision about whether to keep playing this season if he can? ESPN's Sean Farnham.
If that's the goal, okay, fine, I would understand that. I would respect it. But I would also say this.
do you want to win a national championship? When you came to Duke, what were the things that made you want to come to Duke? Is that still present? Is that still in the forefront, or has this injury changed your mental approach?
Sean Farnham on Golic and Wingo. Williamson was wearing Nike Paul George 2.5 signature shoes, which failed when he got hurt. George has reached out to Mike Krzyzewski to check on Williamson and to Nike to try to find out what happened on the court. The NBA All-Star break is over. We've got a doubleheader on ESPN Radio starting at 7:30 Eastern with the Celtics and Bucks in Milwaukee, followed by the Rockets and Lakers. The PGA Tour is in Mexico City this week for the Mexico Championship. Rory McIlroy holds the lead after an 8-under 63 today.
Coming up on Friday, we're into the stretch run of the NBA season. If the NBA MVP was Giannis or Paul George against the field, who are you taking? Plus, with the injuries plaguing the East, is there a surprise contender in the mix? Golic and Wingo Friday, 6 Eastern, ESPN Radio, ESPN 2.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for the only $5 meal worthy of your appetite? Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal. Our classic Junior Bacon Cheeseburger is now bigger. With double the fresh, never frozen beef and double the Applewood smoked bacon, there's nothing junior about it except the price. Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal comes with nuggets, fries, and a drink for just $5. Get the $5 Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal at Wendy's. Giant meal, junior price.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
100 years of hard work can take you far, and no one knows that better than Goodyear. In 1918, we started the Akron Wingfoots basketball team, laced up, and took to the court. And we've been outperforming the rest ever since. Goodyear proudly celebrates our 100th anniversary in basketball and our relentless dedication to being unstoppable. Goodyear, more driven.
One radio network. The Steelers announcing Wednesday that they will not tag Le'Veon Bell this year, thus making him an unrestricted free agent in March. The running back is ecstatic and took to Twitter posting, quote, free at last, thank God Almighty, I'm free at last. One of the big questions this NFL offseason, where will Antonio Brown be suiting up? Steelers GM Kevin Colbert confirmed that the team will try to trade the dynamic receiver. However, Colbert said the Steelers won't give AB away, and that if the trade does not benefit the Steelers, they will keep him. New Ravens offensive coordinator Greg Roman says he is ready to start fresh with Baltimore's offense under Lamar Jackson. And with Jackson's having a unique skill set, he wants to build an offense that accommodates those skills. In other news taking place around the NFL, the Cleveland Browns have signed wide receiver Jalen Strong, and NFL Media's Ian Rappaport reporting that the Bears are expected to release tight end Deion Sims. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
New appliances can do wonders for a kitchen. Right now at the Home Depot, they'll also do wonders for a kitchen budget with up to 30% off appliance special buys, like the four-piece stainless steel Samsung kitchen suite, over $2,000 off a fridge, gas range, microwave, dishwasher, all at once, just in time for dinner. Up to 30% off appliance special buys now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details. Electric range available at extra cost. Valid through February 27th.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And now get your first month supply for just $5 at 4hims.com/Greg. Hims connects you with real doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. So easy. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to 4hims.com/Greg. That's 4hims.com/Greg.
Back to the Todd Bromberkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
You gotta be faithing me. What in the hell are you doing?
Welcome back in. Andy in Cedar Rapids, the winner tonight of our $30 gift card to Mulligan's. We got one more of those laying around, and as luck would have it, we're on the air one more day this week. You can join us again tomorrow beginning at 4 o'clock for your chance to take home $30. To use at Mulligan's any way you see fit. Kyle Boone of CBS Sports set to join us at the bottom of the hour. Would you in the 6 o'clock hour as we tackle the Zion Williamson incident at Duke last night and a whole lot more before we step aside for high school girls basketball action tonight on all three frequencies beginning at about 6:48. Brad McCaffrey and the Iowa Hawkeyes getting ready to take on Indiana tomorrow at Carver Hawkeye Arena. Iowa looking to get back in the win column after suffering a one-point loss to number 24 Maryland earlier this week. Fran met the media in Iowa City earlier today. That includes our next guest, often confused for the president of the NCAA. He had the Twitter handle first, at Mark Emmert on Twitter. It's Mark Emmert of the Des Moines Register. Mark, what'd Fran have to say about the Hoosiers coming to town tomorrow?
Well, he praised them highly. He thinks they're still a dangerous team. I personally don't, he's going to say what he's going to say. They've lost 11 out of the last 12 games. I think the Hoosiers are a mess personally, but obviously they still have Romeo Langford and Juwan Morgan, and they just played a 2-point game at home against Purdue. So, you can't overlook them, but they also just got beat by 21, I think, up at Minnesota before that. So I think this is a really good chance for Iowa to come back and get a pretty convincing home win.
Is there sort of a worry with Fran McCaffrey that maybe you beat a team on the road and they've lost, like you said, 11 of 12, and you'll just be able to roll over them at home? And is maybe sort of that some of that sort of wiped out by what happened with Northwestern?
Yeah, Northwestern and Maryland, you would hope so, because that's two straight home games that I was falling behind by double digits in the second half. And obviously that's they overcame one with a kind of a miracle finish, but you can't do that too often. So I really expect Iowa to be much more focused and come out with a much stronger opening to this game. They've been a little slow out of the gate. I mean, Indiana's just a team I think is ready to fold. I mean, if you punch them once, I think they'll probably back off a little bit, because I think their season's pretty much over, and I think they know that. I think Juwan Morgan's already got 1 foot in the NBA as it is. So I really just don't think there's any reason at all for Iowa not to have a convincing win. I mean, it would just be a bad performance if this game is even close. It shouldn't be. Because Iowa, they beat them down there. They're a much better team. They're playing at home now, coming off a loss. This is just a game that if you really are a tournament team, and they are, if you really are, think you're a top five seed in the tournament, and they do think they are, then this is a game you should easily come out and handle.
It sounds like no one wants to get on the court more than Joe Wieskamp tomorrow. He struggled a little bit against the Terrapins. I know you talked to him today. He is definitely motivated for tomorrow night's game.
Yeah, he was, he's always pretty calm. Actually, just really quietly confident. I think he's kind of, I don't know if I want to say flushed that game from Tuesday, but, it wasn't, Luka Garza was like visibly distraught after the game Tuesday. Wieskamp was not quite that. He was, a little matter of fact about it. He admitted that he got those two early fouls, had a sip for 14 minutes in the first half, and that affected him. He said he really came out after that and tried to do a little too much, which is not his game. But I will say this, his back is better, much better than it has been, he said. And also, his last two times he's been out without a field goal this season, he came out and had big games the next game on each occasion. So this is his worst shooting game of his career, 0-for-5. I really don't think you'll see that again. I mean, I was really stunned by how poorly Iowa shot the ball against Maryland, because a lot of those are clean looks, and you're in your own building. Very good shooting team. It wasn't just Wieskamp. I mean, Garza, Bohannon, Moss all had pretty poor shooting nights as well. So I do expect Joe Wieskamp to come out and really, really take control of this game. He did the same thing at Indiana, if you recall. He had 4 3-pointers in that first half. He loves playing against Langford. Those are two guys, they know each other a little bit. Obviously, they compared quite a bit as being freshmen, Langford in a much different class than Wieskamp, certainly. But I expect that he's going to come out and have a really, really big game.
Did he say anything about how his back is feeling today?
Yeah, he said it's much better. I said, are you 100%? He goes, well, I don't know about it percentage-wise, but he said, I feel much better and I'm ready to play. So it's better than it has been the previous 2 weeks. So to me, that means he's getting really, really close to being 100%. I think Fran McCaffrey said on Monday that he didn't expect it to be an issue going forward for Joe. So I really do think that's all, behind him. Is that too bad of a pun? I think he's fine.
Get out of here with that.
I got halfway into that sentence and knew I couldn't get out of it.
Yeah, thank you.
Sorry about that.
Is it sort of becoming more and more apparent his impact on this offense? Because it seems like when he has off nights, the entire offense seems to suffer a little bit.
I think that's a great point. Yeah, I've been noticing the same thing, that he's a guy that really can spark this team. And he's just so – usually he's very consistent about it. So it was really – that was what was so surprising to see him have that bad of a night against Maryland. I mean, he only got 2 points. Those were two late free throws. He hadn't had one of those nights really since playing, I think, UConn out in New York, when he only had 1 point. I mean, he hadn't been great every night, but he's been at least consistent, and some nights great, but at least good. And he usually gives you something. And that was unusual. But I do think you're right. I do think he's becoming, you can maybe argue, Iowa's most important player. I mean, he does seem to set the tone for this team.
Mark Emmert with us from the Des Moines Register. You mentioned Indiana is a team, sort of a rudderless ship right now in the Big Ten. What are we going to see from Archie Miller's Hoosiers tomorrow night at Carver-Hawkeye Arena?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. I mean, I know that they've kind of tried to refocus themselves going into that Purdue game, but I think that game probably took a lot out of them, too, because that's your biggest rival and you're playing them in your building. That was a competitive game when I would play them down there. But I just think this team is really the sum of its parts, you know, is not what it should be. I mean, they've got some really good talent, and they come out and just look like, you know, hot garbage. They've lost 11 out of 12. They're 13-13 on the year. I mean, think about how far they've fallen. They were a ranked team at 11-2 after wins over Marquette and Louisville. And then they go up and have that one game against Michigan State, beat them in overtime, and then that's it. Like, they have not looked good in most games outside of that. So, I really think, like I said, this is a team I think that's ready to fold. I mean, honestly, if you come out with a strong start, which Iowa has not been doing lately, but if they do that, say you get out to a 16-4 run, I really think this team will crumble. I just don't think they really care much anymore. They know they're not going anywhere. I mean, so this is a team Iowa should dominate at home. They've only got two home games left, this particular team. And, it's inexcusable if they lose this game, honestly. This is just a team that they just need to control.
On the topic of Luca Garza, I know that he's an emotional kid and he wears his emotions on his sleeve, but it seems like after some of these games where he goes on that huge tear where he has seven games in a row where he's scoring, I think, 14-plus, right, and now the last four games he's been a non-factor in several of them. Do you sense Fran McCaffrey trying to rein it in with him a little bit, trying to get him to relax and sort of get back into form because he's been so emotional following some of these games?
Yeah, I mean, and Fran was asked about that today. I think he's trying to restore his confidence. I mean, even Fran said that the kid is too hard on himself. Like he said, you know, we lost by one point to a good team at home, and he's trying to, like, pin the whole loss on himself. He said it's not about one player. And Fran is right, of course. I mean, Luca Garza was one of several guys that had off nights. But he's had four in a row, and he's certainly feeling the strain. I mean, two of those were related to foul trouble. But I do think that he's just puts too much pressure on himself. I mean, he looks like a guy that's just not relaxed out there right now and not playing, you know, the way he expects to play. And I think he tries to force some things, and when his shots aren't falling, it just compounds. And he got benched for 15 minutes in that game against Maryland, and they just sat him down. I just think they realized he was not going to be able to give him anything. And then, of course, that didn't help matters when he met the media afterwards. I think he was still feeling, you know, maybe the embarrassment of that. He's an emotional kid. When he's great, he's great. He needs to kind of maybe smooth that out a little bit and not have those highs and lows, because he is too important. I mean, he's such an elite scorer, you know, when he's playing well. And, the Hawkeyes need him because Kreener, you know, didn't have a great game either against Maryland. And so basically it was left up to Tyler Cook to kind of to be the low post guy. And that's not a winning formula for Iowa. So I keep thinking that Garza's going to turn it around. I mean, he has in the past. I'm sure he will at some point this year. I thought he would have done it by now. I didn't think he would have four bad games in a row. But I'll be curious to see against Indiana, because that was kind of where it started, this kind of stretch, was against Indiana. And he got those two early fouls there and had to sit for much of the first half and never really got in the flow. And, of course, they didn't need him on that night because, you know, Cook and Bohannon were so great. But this would be a good spot for him, because Indiana's not a great interior team. It's a team that he can maybe come out and have some success against and kind of get back to himself.
Mark Emmert with us from the Des Moines Register. We've seen Iowa teams go sideways in the past at this point in the season. Is there any reason to believe that that won't happen again? What makes this team different than Iowa teams that have struggled down the stretch in the past? And I don't think that's going to be the case, but I know they're the most cynical of Iowa fans out there look and say, okay, they got lucky against Northwestern and Rutgers. They lost to Maryland. That very well could have been three losses here. What's going to keep this team from going sideways like the other ones?
Yeah, that is a great question. I hear a lot, too. And the thing is, I didn't cover the previous team. I know the one you're talking about probably most recently was, 3 years ago, and I wasn't here for that. I don't know what the schedule was like that year, but this year the schedule is very terrible. I mean, I just don't think, you know, you got Indiana, Rutgers, Ohio State, Nebraska. You got some pretty bad teams or subpar teams coming up on your schedule. So I think that's going to help Iowa. I just think this team feels a little mentally stronger than it's been the previous 2 years. I think they're physically stronger. I mean, I do think they are a team that can get to the free throw line, which is always conducive to winning at any level, because even when your shots aren't falling, you can at least you know, guarantee yourself some points there. It just feels different to me this year. I'm not sure why they really haven't. I mean, they haven't lost one or two games in a row all year. It's been they've been pretty consistent about bouncing back from losses or poor performances even. So I don't know. I can't guarantee anything, but I do think this team does feel like it's a little bit more mentally and physically stronger than maybe some Iowa teams in the past. I do think they've got some really good balanced scoring. I mean, if you look at that starting lineup, any one of those five guys can really get hot and help carry a team, and we've seen that at different games all year. I think Nicholas Bear is a really nice senior presence for them off the bench. And I do think that he's kind of got, you know, 8-9 guys that know their roles. Like, there's really no question about minutes going into night in and night out like there has been in the past. He's not trying to play too many guys. I do think this team kind of knows what's expected of them and, you know, knows how to get it done.
Does part of that mental strength sort of come from the idea that they've been able to come back from adversity in game? Not just from game to game, but you look at Northwestern and Rutgers, and even the other night against Maryland, where Maryland controlled that game for most of it, yet they were in the game with a chance to win it late.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. And I throw them the game at Indiana, too, where they had some really nice moments late to win that game. Yeah, this team, they have been resilient. You know, you're right, all year. And I do think that gives them hope. I mean, they know they can get it done. I mean, obviously, they've been waiting too long in some of these games to turn things around, although I thought they actually played very, very well at Rutgers. That was I know that was a very lucky shot to win the game, but everything that happened in the 39 minutes before that was not luck. They actually went toe-to-toe with a very physical team in a game that was being officiated very loosely, you know, which would have played into Rutgers' hands, you would think. A year ago, they got blown out there by a worse Rutgers team, and I think that shows you right there how much they've matured in that one year because Bohannon told me after the game, we said, last year we just folded here, plain and simple. This year we did not fold. So this team doesn't back down. You know, I mean, I'm not saying they're going to win out, obviously, but I do think that, you know, they don't let one loss turn into two or one bad half turn into two as frequently as they have in the past.
These guys have talked so much over the last week and a half about trying to earn a double bye at the Big Ten tournament next month in Chicago. That kind of seems like that ship has left the port right now. So what's the new goal for this team?
Yeah, that is a great point. I mean, obviously they're pretty safely in the top six right now. I think that would still be a good spot for them to be a 5 or 6 seed there because you're going to play a team that'll have played the night before. And usually it'll be a team that you've probably already beaten, a team that you should be able to beat. If you're looking at who's that in the bottom four of the bracket right now, you might be looking at a Nebraska again. You know, Rutgers of Penn State, you know, teams that you should be able to handle, you know, on a Thursday in Chicago. Yeah, you're right. I don't think top four is realistic anymore. They'd have to win at Wisconsin maybe to give themselves a chance to do that, and I'm not really sure I see that happening. But now then it becomes about seeding for the NCAA tournament. I mean, I've seen a lot of projections today still that they're a top six seed there, and that means you avoid, you know, a 1 or 2 seed in your second game if you get by your first game. So I think that's probably the new goal. Is to be top six both in the Big Ten tournament and the NCAA tournament seeding.
Mark, as president of the NCAA, how do you feel about the NBA lowering its draft age from 19 to 18?
Long overdue. I'm not sure why they ever made that change in the first place. I mean, even Fran McCaffrey was asked about it today, and I'm not sure how you justify not letting a kid who's talented enough, actually not a kid, an adult at age 18, pursue whatever career they want to pursue. I mean, that's kind of what America is founded on, right, supposedly. So, I mean, it's the way it should be. And I think Zion Williamson might have forced that a little bit last night, but good for him if he did, because I honestly don't know why that ever changed. That's just a weird arbitrary rule to say you got to wait 1 year out of high school to pursue a professional career.
I think a lot of people agree with you. Mark, we appreciate it, and I'll see you tomorrow night at Carver Hawkeye.
Sounds great. Thanks, Todd.
Mark Emmert of the Des Moines Register. You can read his work along with Chad Leistigo and the rest of the Register writers at hawkcentral.com. This Indiana team that comes to town tomorrow is an absolute mess. They've got some really talented players, Romeo Langford chief among them. We will catch up with our pal Zach Osterman of the Indy Star tomorrow on the program. It's a game Iowa should win and should win handily.
Especially if they get off to a good start. And that's where I agree with Mark. This Indiana team is so fragile between the ears, and it seems like if they can make it a game and they can hang around for a half or so, they start to find some confidence. But if they get hit early, they fold, especially on the road. I watched their game against Minnesota a week or so ago, and I can't put my finger on it. I don't know if it's coaching. I don't know if it's the players haven't bought in and they're just detached and they're looking towards their NBA careers, but something is amiss in Bloomington.
I said it was time to get weird in the Big Ten last night when Rutgers was leading Michigan State at the Breslin Center. Michigan State wound up coming back to win that game by double digits, but it was fun while it lasted, and I still think there are some strange times ahead for us in the Big Ten before Chicago and the United Center rolls around. We'll see what lays in store. I hope it doesn't get too strange tomorrow night at Carver-Hawkeye Arena. That wouldn't be good for business here on KGYM. 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. Some boys' district finals coming up for you tonight. We will be stepping aside at 6:45 on all three frequencies for those games. We got a poll question for you today, KGYMradio.com. If you were Duke's Zion Williamson, what would you do? Return to school and play out the season with your Duke teammates? Try to win that NCAA championship? Or would you put yourself first and say, nah, I know it's a mild sprain, but I'd rather not risk something serious. The next time you see me on a floor, I'm going to be wearing a Chicago Bulls jersey or whoever wins the draft lottery for that number one overall pick. Poll questions brought to you by Emol's Hideaway. You can find them on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot. 5:21, we'll step aside and take a quick break. When we come back, Kyle's going to have a big board update for you.
It's at the Home Show.
It's never too early to start planning to update or remodel your home and garden. And what better way to start than at the 40th annual Cedar Rapids Home and Builder Show at the Hawkeye Downs Expo Center in Cedar Rapids. Bigger and better than ever, this is your chance to see the very latest products and services for your home and yard. Stop by Friday, February 22nd through Sunday, February 24th. See the displays and attend informative how-to seminars.
At the Home Show!
The 40th annual Cedar Rapids Home and Builder Show from 4 to 8 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday, and noon to 5 Sunday, February 22nd through the 24th at the Hawkeye Downs Expo Center in Cedar Rapids. Admission is still just $5, children under 12 free. And don't miss Papa Balloon. See you at the show. Sponsored by the Greater Cedar Rapids Housing and Building Association.
Ideas to make your house a home.
Save big money this week during Menards Priced Right Sale. All lighting is on sale at Menards. Update your home with Patriot Lighting products. The Kalon collection comes in a clean brush nickel finish with uniquely shaped seated glass shades. Right now, pick up a 3-light pendant for just $84.98. You can also get a matching 5-light chandelier for only $129.99. Find these and other great deals going on now through February 23rd during Menards Priced Right Sale.
Save big money at Menards.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Alexis, I've reviewed your resume online, and I think you're very professional, punctual, a fantastic listener, and I believe you'd be a great fit at our company.
Dave, we've talked about this. I will not be your employee. I'm your therapist.
Is this reverse psychology?
No, Dave.
Does that mean yes?
We're out of time, Dave.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Back to the Todd Bravo Camp Show, right here on KGYM.
Thank you for the education, gentlemen. We've just received a PhD in stupidity.
On the subject of Big Ten basketball, Tim Miles is apologizing to Nebraska fans. I don't know if you caught this earlier in the week or not, but he sat down with Jeff Goodman, outstanding college basketball writer who is now at Stadium, along with Brett McMurphy. Jeff Goodman does a podcast. He sat down with Tim Miles. They discussed a number of topics, but the main gist of the discussion was, hey, what's life been like for you on the hot seat? Tim Miles is very much in play as a coach who could be fired this year, and the results kind of speak for themselves in Lincoln. And he made the comment that
is this a real comment that I'm about that you're oh my goodness. I can't believe I did not know he said this. I'm sorry for cutting you off there.
Well, the problem is I listened to it, and having been around Tim Miles enough and hearing him speak, he said it sarcastically, but what he said was, well, and I'm paraphrasing here because I don't have the exact quote in front of me, But he said, if they fire him, well, I'm still a millionaire. If they fire him, which is true, because I think he's owed Licklider money, it would be $2.52 million to buy him out. I think Todd Licklider got $2.4 million when he was bought out by Iowa 9 years ago. So he's under contract through March of 2021. He's not going to make it to March of 2021. The Huskers this year have been one of the biggest disappointments in the Big Ten. They're 5-11 in league play, 15-12 overall. He goes on a podcast. He's a little too real, makes a sarcastic comment. Well, you know, I'm still going to be a millionaire. It's one of those things where, and we've got to be careful about this in this day and age, because just your visceral reaction to that, you saw the quote, and you were like, I can't believe he said that.
Right.
You have to be careful about reading a quote because you have no idea the context or how it was presented. And if you've listened to the podcast with Goodman, you can tell he's kind of being sarcastic. He's talking about being fired, and he sarcastically says, well, I'll still be a millionaire, as in that's all people are looking at. They look at it, well, he's going to make millions. This is a guy who's got a lot of pride in what he does. He doesn't want to be fired. He doesn't want to be a millionaire for getting fired. But you read the quote without any context and you go, holy cow, I can't believe he would say that. So now he's been forced to apologize. Nobody forced him. He apologized on his own. It's a figure of speech. But he had to release a statement today saying that he's sorry for... Here's the actual tweet. Earlier this week, my, in parentheses, sarcastic attempt at humor during a podcast failed. Anyone who knows me understands that I got into coaching and remain a basketball coach for reasons beyond money. I apologize to anyone offended or taken aback by my flippant remark. What's interesting here is Goodman was a guy who, before he sat down with Tim Miles, floated Steve Alford's name for the Nebraska job, should it come open. I don't think that's going to be a marriage that gets consummated anytime soon. I think Alford's going to wind up having to take an even lesser job than Nebraska if he wants to get back into coaching. But Tim Miles is going to be a millionaire one way or the other. And I can't see them making a move before the season is over. But between Miles at Nebraska, Pat Chambers at Penn State, is there anybody I'm leaving out there? I'm trying to think of other coaches around the Big Ten that may be on a warm seat right now.
I'm not going to say Archie Miller yet at Indiana, but yeah, you know how those fans are.
It's too early on Archie Miller, and we'll ask Zach Osterman because I know he's kept his finger on the pulse of the Indiana fan base, even though the pulse is racing as if somebody had chugged three or four Red Bulls back to back to back to back, but they're not pulling the plug on Archie Miller just yet. But those two coaches, Miles and Chambers, are as good as gone.
I got one more for you. Richard Pitino.
Richard, what's Minnesota at?
They are 17-9 on the season. They're 7-8 in the conference.
Nah, that's not enough to pull
spread
the plug
around where Tubby was, though, right?
That's not enough to pull the plug on him. But they still got basketball left to be played, though. I mean, there's still plenty of games and plenty of wins. I don't have their schedule in front of me, but until I see the finished body of work, his seat is probably warm. I'm not going to argue with you on that one, but as far as the guys that are probably polishing up their resumes right now, Tim Miles has joined Pat Chambers in that Word document world. Let's send things over to Kyle. He's going to bring you a big board update.
Fran McCaffrey met with the media in Iowa City earlier today to discuss a few things. Among them were the struggles of Luka Garza of late. McCaffrey says he's spoken to Garza about how to find better shots and avoid foul trouble, but that he's told him to just keep shooting. He also went on record to say he believes capable players should be allowed to forego college and enter the NBA straight from high school. UNI went on the road last night and beat Missouri State 63-43, led by senior Wyatt Lohaus with 22. This is the Panthers' third straight victory, and they really do seem to be playing their best basketball of the season here down the stretch. The defense has been tight, but the offense is finally starting to click as they've shot 46% or better at all three of those wins. At 8-7 in the MVC, UNI now trails Drake and Loyola by only two games, with three remaining, one of which is hosting Loyola. The Gazette reported today Iowa State intends to go to the Board of Regents next week to seek approval for $25 million renovations to Hilton Coliseum. No seats will be added, but big plans are in place for expansion of the concourse. Concessions will be moved and upgraded, corridors will be widened, and elevators and other trouble areas of maintenance will be addressed. Joe Houston served as Matt Campbell's special teams coordinator there in Ames last season, but over the offseason was reassigned to an off-field quality control position. But now instead, he's going to be a quality control assistant on Nick Saban's staff at Alabama. We're going to get off the air just a little bit early tonight because beginning at 6:50, we've got a pair of boys' district finals. Those are boys' games. Marion's hosting Dubuque Wallard on the North and Main gyms, and Xavier's hosting Davenport Assumption on the South gym.
Zion Williamson played 33, 35 seconds last night in North Carolina's victory over Duke. Lots of people paid a lot of money to see him play. They did not pay a lot of money to see his shoe disintegrate. What would you do if you were Zion Williamson? Not only is it the subject of our poll question today at KGYMRadio.com, we're going to tackle it inside Would Ya as we kick off an abbreviated 6 o'clock hour coming up in about 30-plus minutes. I want to say Kyle Flood. Kyle Flood was the former coach at Rutgers, former football coach at Rutgers. It's Kyle Boone of CBS Sports is set to join us coming up in just a bit. Lots of college basketball to discuss with Kyle, including the unfortunate events surrounding Syracuse coach Jim Boeheim's commute home from the Carrier Dome last night and that wacky incident from the SEC with the teddy bear. We'll get Kyle's thoughts on that. And, of course, Zion Williamson as he joins us next. Hour number two continues after this.
This bottom of the hour Sports Center update is brought to you by CarePro Health Services. Connect with the people and answers you need for your health care needs. Visit careprohealthservices.com.
Honey, you're snoring again.
Oh, sorry.
Is your snoring bothering her? It's possible you have sleep apnea. Talk to your doctor about it. If you do have sleep apnea, find just the right CPAP or BiPAP machine at CarePro Home Medical. They'll get you the correct equipment, make sure you have the right mask with a proper fit, and explain how the equipment works. Help your health. Make her happy with a CPAP from CarePro Home Medical. CarePROHealthServices.com.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown with breaking news. The word today from Duke, freshman Zion Williamson has a grade one right knee sprain. That's the least severe sprain. Williamson is day-to-day, and Coach Mike Krzyzewski says they'll know more in a day or two. Should Williamson be thinking about his NBA future instead of finishing this season? Former Duke star Carlos Boozer.
If you feel healthy, your body feels great, go after that national championship because you're not going to be in college ever again. That's what I would tell him. But at the same time, don't get it confused. Duke is going to do what's best for him.
Carlos Boozer on Golic and Wingo. Duke's next game is Saturday at Syracuse. The NBA returns from the All-Star break tonight with a doubleheader on ESPN Radio at 7:30 Eastern. We'll have the Celtics and Bucks in Milwaukee, then the Lakers and Rockets in Los Angeles. If James Harden outscores LeBron James tonight, he'll be the first player to do that in seven straight games against LeBron. The Ravens will sign cornerback Tavon Young to a contract extension. Adam Schefter says 3 years, almost $26 million.
Hey, it's the guys. Join us Friday. Amin El Hassan is our guest co-host. Plus, we'll close out the week the way we always do. We'll open up the club. And I got to tell you a story about how I survived in a whale's stomach for 7 days. That's Friday on the Dan Levitard Show with me, the guys, at ESPN Radio.
Big Test Brown for now.
Hi, I'm Randy, and this is Dave.
We're the founders of Bombas, makers of the most comfortable socks in the history of feet.
So comfortable, we've sold and donated over 8 million pairs. Yes, donated.
Why? We learned that socks are the number one most requested clothing item at homeless shelters.
So we started Bombas with the mission of donating a pair of socks for every pair we sell.
to donate and sell a lot of socks, we became obsessed with comfort.
We reinvented the sock from the ground up using the best materials available.
Like the softest and most comfortable cotton.
Getting rid of what wasn't working.
Like that annoying toe seam you can probably feel if you wiggle your toes right now.
And inventing a few new comfort innovations along the way.
Like arch support that feels like a hug around your midfoot.
It worked. People tried them, loved them, told their friends about them.
Helping us sell and donate over 8 million pairs.
Try them now at bombas.com/fits and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/fits. bombas.com/fits.
Welcome back to Sports View. Today's topic, who deserves to win big this season? My two cents, good drivers. I mean, that's why there's Snapshot from Progressive. Let's go to Rick for some confusing metaphors.
Look, if you put a classically trained cellist in a garage band and you tell him to play Filet Mignon, I guarantee you, the meat on that burrito ain't gonna light the candle.
Thanks for clarifying, Rick.
If you're a good driver, there's no other way to say it. You deserve discounts with Snapshot. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for the only $5 meal worthy of your appetite? Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal. Our classic Junior Bacon Cheeseburger is now bigger. With double the fresh, never frozen beef and double the apple with smoked bacon, there's nothing junior about it except the price. Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal comes with nuggets, fries, and a drink for just $5. Get the $5 Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal at Wendy's. Giant meal, junior price.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
100 years of hard work can take you far, and no one knows that better than Goodyear. In 1918, we started the Akron Wingfoots basketball team, laced up, and took to the court. And we've been outperforming the rest ever since. Goodyear proudly celebrates our 100th anniversary in basketball and our relentless dedication to being unstoppable. Goodyear, more driven.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Well, that and a nickel get you a hot cup of jack squat!
One of the texters brought up a really good point about Zion Williamson's shoe last night from a memorabilia standpoint.
Oh my gosh.
What do you think the price tag would be on that? I mean, we see unique pieces of sports memorabilia all the time, and they go for astronomical amounts of money.
You'd know this better than I would, but six figures? Would it be that much?
To the right person, priceless. Especially, I guess, if you were a North Carolina fan and wanted that trophy mounted on your mantle for all eternity. Speaking of Zion Williamson, college basketball, all things college basketball related, we turn to Kyle Boone of CBS Sports, friend of the program. It's been a while since we've chatted with Kyle, and we appreciate you taking the time to join us here in Eastern Iowa tonight. Kyle, let's go ahead and start with Zion Williamson's injury last night. What does this mean for not just Zion Williamson, but the college game as a whole? We've already seen today the NBA quickly moving to lower the draft age from 19 to 18 again.
Yeah, it's an injury that is going to potentially change the landscape of this season and maybe the amateur landscape moving forward. You mentioned that the NBA is trying to make a change to the draft age, and so that's kind of the timing of that is pretty interesting because they've been doing this for a while, kind of behind the scenes. The NBA and the NBA Players Association has been trying to negotiate the age down from 19 to 18, but it's no coincidence that news is popping up onto everyone's feeds today because they want to take advantage of this and try and use Zion as an example of, hey, this kid is too good to be in college basketball. He should be eligible to be on an NBA draft radar way before he is this summer. So that's interesting to watch. You know, obviously the expectation now, Duke just announced that Zion is going to be back hopefully soon. They listed him as day-to-day, so you know he could play this weekend potentially against Syracuse on Saturday. If he is able to go in the next couple weeks, I think that is that's a win for Duke because it could have obviously been season-ending, and now at this point it appears that he escaped a major injury. So that's a good news for what many people consider to be the best team in college basketball this season.
Now, Kyle, I want to get back to your original point about the discussions that have been going on between college basketball and the NBA, because I remember those discussions sort of popping up last year around this time. But are you sort of getting at the fact that an icon like Zion Williamson and what happened last night really obviously accelerates the discussion that and regenerates the discussion from last year?
Yeah, this isn't a new thing. Obviously, I think we've actually talked about it on the show before. The NBA has been trying to lower that age limit for several years now. I believe it was LeBron who may have been one of the last to go from high school to the NBA. They made the change, and now they force players to go from high school to at least become 19 years old before becoming draft eligible, or to have qualified and gone to college and then entered the NBA draft. So this isn't a new discussion, but this is a major bullet point for the NBA to say, hey, you know, this kid is worth, you know, tens of millions of dollars probably to Nike or to Adidas or to Under Armour, whoever he signs with as soon as he turns pro, on top of him being the number one pick, you know, almost without question. So all of those things are really good, factoids and reasons that the NBA can say, hey, look, this guy shouldn't be playing at the college level. He's worth way more than most players at his age. He should be in the NBA. This is a huge reason why he should already be in the NBA, and a huge reason why the draft age should be lowered from 19 to 18. He is too good to be at the college level.
Would a change be good or bad for college basketball? You could make the argument that it's good for college basketball to see a player of Zion Williamson's talents going to Duke, but we all know that after 1 year he's leaving for the NBA. So would this be good or would it hurt college basketball to take those talents like Williamson away from the college game, even though they're only there for 1 year?
I think it'd be bad for college basketball overall. I think you would get a lot of players like Trae Young last year, a guy who was kind of off the national radar, was a five-star prospect by all means, but, you know, not really a one-and-done type of player, ended up becoming one of the best players overall in the country. Those type of stories would happen more often just because they would have to happen more often. Some of the blue-chip players would end up just skipping college altogether. But I do think that you would end up kind of watering down the NBA. You get all these type of high school players who end up becoming, you know, top 40, top 50 players and say, hey, I'm too good to be going to college. I'm going straight to the NBA. Well, some of these guys maybe think that they're better than they are, end up either becoming second round picks or undrafted. And then you get to a point where it's like, you know, you missed a developmental year at the college level. So maybe showcase.
And we lost him there. Something happened. This is like a storm surge or something, and the call dropped off. Kyle Boone with us of CBS Sports will work to get him back on the line. For those curious, there is an $8 million insurance policy on Zion Williamson. Duke is allowed by NCAA rules to pay the premiums on that insurance policy. The premiums add up to about $50,000, and that insurance policy would be there in case Zion Williamson suffered a catastrophic injury. It does not sound like that's the case here. A mild grade 1 sprain, and he could be back in action as soon as this week. $8 million, where do they get that number? That's the first year of a rookie contract, anywhere between $6 and $8 million for a first rounder. Of course, he would make much more than that over the course of his career. Kyle, I'm sorry about that. I don't know what happened there, but you were interrupted mid-thought.
Well, I'm in Podunk, Oklahoma, so the service goes in and out here. But, I think to kind of add to the point is, you know, a lot of college players would end up becoming one-and-done players. A lot of these guys would end up just skipping college altogether. You get a lot of players who maybe are ready to go from high school to the NBA, like Zion Williamson and R.J. Barrett, some of those guys. But you'd also get a lot of players who are kind of on the fringes of that and end up going second round or undrafted, and kind of missing a developmental year. And I could see it being both good for the NBA when Zion Williamson and R.J. Barrett, some of those caliber of players, go from high school to the NBA. I think that'd be great. But you also get some of these fringe guys who think they're maybe a little bit better than they are. And I can see it watering down the league, and I don't know if that's a good thing for both for the NBA and for college.
Could beefing up the G League or making a legitimate other league stateside instead of having to go overseas sort of take away that problem?
Yeah, and that is something the NBA is actively trying to develop over the past few years. The NBA wants to be the landing spot for some of these guys who think that they are too good for college, and they want to make some money in the meantime before going to the NBA to satisfy some of the requirements of the age. The G League is trying to become the hot spot, the destination for some of these fringe guys who want to spend a gap year basically developing before becoming NBA drafted by the NBA. So I think that is something that is a viable option down the line. But, you know, right now, I think you're looking at G League salaries somewhere around $150,000 to $200,000. It's good money, but, you know, when you're talking about some of these high-caliber players like Zion Williamson, R.J. Barrett, guys who, you know, 6 months from now are going to be worth tens of millions of dollars, it doesn't make a lot of sense. So they're trying to build that out. But, you know, I think, like I said, I think the most feasible option is just lower the draft age, let Zion Williamson become draft eligible as soon as he comes out of high school, because it looks even more silly day by day every time he plays college basketball at Duke, because he just doesn't belong with these guys.
Kyle, one of the other strange stories from college basketball last night is out of Syracuse, which you mentioned Duke plays Syracuse next, so it's kind of a converging of worlds here, but Jim Boeheim striking and killing a pedestrian on the way home from the Syracuse game last night. It certainly doesn't sound like anything nefarious is at play here, but I have to imagine that's going to weigh on Boeheim quite heavily.
Yeah, a really crazy situation happened last night. It's roughly around 11:30 p.m. So, no, not long after Syracuse beat Louisville at the Carrier Dome in Syracuse, New York. Boeheim was apparently driving home. There was a car in the road in the middle of the interstate and tried to maneuver around it. And when he did, there was one of the passengers of the vehicle that had actually struck a guardrail. Boeheim actually struck the person, and he called the police, pulled over, did kind of the protocol, what you do if you get into an accident. The police came. The injured victim was taken to the hospital, and he was pronounced dead at the hospital. And so a really, really sad and a true tragedy in New York. Boeheim met with his team today and made it brief, basically. He did not coach practice today, took off early, and ESPN has actually withdrew from College Game Day in Syracuse this week out of respect for the victims and for the entire situation. So, really, really a sad situation there.
Really horrible situation. We'll keep an eye out on details to come. But one of the things that I noticed last week in the landscape of college basketball is Tennessee. How does Tennessee fall from number one to number five after going on the road? I know they get that Kentucky really schooled them, but how does they drop five spots after losing on the road to Kentucky?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with just some of the other teams inside the top five were really close. Tennessee was getting most of the first place votes last week. But when you look at, you kind of factor in just how badly and soundly Kentucky beat Tennessee, there was going to be an inevitable drop. Now, Tennessee still has arguably one of the top two overall resumes in college basketball this season. They're 23-2. The only loss outside of Kentucky that they suffered came back in November. So they are still one of the best teams in the sport. And I would not expect them to fall much farther from where they are now. I would be surprised if they lost again for the rest of the regular season. But, you know, Gonzaga is certainly worthy of being up there. They're 25-2. Virginia is 22-2. Kentucky, which is on a mean streak right now, is 21-4. So all those teams, I think, are worthy of being in the top five. And kind of as a result, some of those teams leapfrog Tennessee, and so goes.
How has Kentucky been able to turn a corner? Because we all remember that first game of the season against Duke, and there were some questions as they had a pretty soft schedule from there whether or not they were going to be a top 15 team, and they seem to be playing as well as anybody in the country at this point.
Yeah, it's really insane. I mean, they're 4 points away from really being on a streak right now where they would have almost won 20 games in a row. They lost to Alabama to open SEC play on January 5th, and they lost this last week to LSU on basically a buzzer beater. And so, you know, they're really turning a corner. Some of the freshmen are really playing at a higher level than they were this season. Kentucky is young, as they always are. Keldon Johnson, a true freshman for them, has really turned a corner. Ashton Hagans has developed into an elite perimeter defender for Kentucky. And then their second-year player, P.J. Washington, a guy who probably could have been drafted in the first round, came back this season, had a decent start to the season, but he is playing at an all-American level. And that is really he should be the one that is earning most of the credit for that. He has really turned a corner in his game. As a result, Kentucky has really turned a corner too, and they look like one of the best teams in the SEC.
Kyle, as we part ways on a Thursday night, who's winning the Big 12 this year? Is this the year that Kansas is knocked off the pedestal?
I don't have any idea. You know, I think Kansas is still the most talented team in the Big 12. But, you know, I don't know. Kansas State is in a good position right now. Texas Tech is in a good position. Iowa State, Baylor, all those teams are kind of in the mix. I can't say that Kansas isn't going to win the league until it doesn't win the league. You know, they've won it 13 seasons in a row, or at least a share of it. And they have a pretty favorable schedule moving forward. They have to go on the road to Texas Tech this weekend, but get Kansas State at home, get the two Oklahoma teams, and they finish it out at Baylor. I would not be surprised if Kansas somehow turns around and pulls this thing out. But right now it's looking pretty bleak at this point that their streak may actually come to an end.
Kyle, we appreciate it as always. Thanks for the time.
Okay, thanks, Alex.
Kyle Boone, CBS Sports, with us discussing college basketball. Didn't get to the stuffed animal. I've got to look that up.
I believe it involves former Big Ten coach Tom Crean.
Well, Crean is at Georgia.
Crean
is
the coach at Georgia.
So this was a game last night?
Yeah, I think he got on the microphone in the arena and just started screaming at the fan.
That sounds like something Tom Crean would do anyway, even if there was not a... Yes, with 5/10 of a second remaining in a tie game, a fan tossed a stuffed animal onto the court in Georgia. The Bulldogs were assessed a technical foul. Mississippi State made the free throw and won the game.
I believe as the stuffed animal was being thrown on the court, it was during a free throw that was eventually missed. So they got the technical foul and the free throws that won them the game. That is a horrible way to lose a basketball
game.
And
it's the third most bizarre thing that happened in college basketball last night, behind Zion Williamson's shoe disintegrating 30 seconds into the game and a Hall of Fame coach inadvertently striking and killing somebody on his way home from the game. I feel tremendously sorry for the family of the man that was hit by Jim Boeheim, and it sounds as if there's nothing nefarious here. I don't like Jim Boeheim as a human being. I think he's a miserable human being, but I wouldn't put that on anybody to know that you were responsible, even though it was an accident, to know that you were responsible for the death of another human being. And then you got to show up to work at some point and just coach basketball as if nothing happened. That's a tough position to be in. 5:53. The Zion Williamson injury, by the way, has been good for at least one entity, not Nike. Their stock plummeted today. But we'll tell you who may have benefited from the Zion Williamson injury last night when we return after this.
Today, business happens here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens, and they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Look alive, coach. Are you ready for next season? If you're thinking about coaching K-12 school-sponsored athletics in Iowa, add getting your state certification from Kirkwood Continuing Education to your game plan. Kirkwood handles the required instruction and fingerprinting. Kirkwood coaching authorization and recertification classes are going on now in Cedar Rapids and Iowa City. And now you can also take the classes online. Visit kirkwood.edu/coaching to get into the game.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show right here on KGYM.
I know you're a little frustrated with your life right now, but you can choose to be less hostile.
5:55, Carlos Boozer last night tried to tweet good well wishes to Zion Williamson and inadvertently, or I don't know, maybe he thought that this was the Twitter handle for the Duke freshman, but he tweeted his thoughts and prayers to Zion National Park in Utah, and that has raised the profile of the national park immensely, to the point where a number of people have now begun interacting with the park's Twitter handle. So I'm a big fan of the national parks out west. I have not been to as many of them as I would like to be, but this country's got a lot of good things going for it. Sometimes we lose that in all of the negative. If you ever get the opportunity, head out west and just check out some of those parks. Zion National Park, as we mentioned, in Utah, enjoying probably the only entity that's actually benefiting from the unfortunate series of incidents that took place last night in the Duke game. The people that spent $10,000 a ticket, the average price, the lowest price on the secondary market, like $2,500, and 30 seconds in, the best player in the game's off the floor for it's the rest, like, of the night.
That reminds me of some of those stories you hear about getting tickets to a prize fight that ends before you even get in the stands.
Yeah, Mike Tyson back in the day. Manny Machado, by the way, set to be introduced tomorrow by the San Diego Padres. He has officially signed a 10-year deal with the Padres. There is an opt-out in the deal after the 2023 season, so he can become a free agent again, if he so chooses. Let's send things over to Kyle. He's got a big board update.
Fran McCaffrey met with the media in Iowa City today to discuss a few things. Among them were the struggles of Luka Garza of late. McCaffrey says he's spoken to Garza about how to find better shots and avoid foul trouble, but that he's told him to just keep shooting. He also went on record to say he believes capable players should be allowed to forego college and enter the NBA straight out of high school. UNI went on the road last night and beat Missouri State 63-43, led by senior Wyatt Lohaus with 22. This is the Panthers' third straight victory, and they really do seem to be playing their best basketball of the season here down the stretch. The defense has been tight, but the offense is finally starting to click as they've shot 46% or better in all three of those wins. At 8-7 in the MVC, UNI now trails Drake and Loyola by only two games, with three remaining, one of which is hosting Loyola. The Gazette reported today Iowa State intends to go to the Board of Regents next week to seek approval for $25 million renovations to Hilton Coliseum. No seats will be added, but big plans are in place for expansion of the concourse. Concessions will be moved and upgraded, corridors will be widened, and elevators and other trouble areas of maintenance will be addressed. Joe Houston served as Matt Campbell's special teams coordinator there in Ames last season, but over the offseason was reassigned to an off-field quality control position. But now, instead, he's going to be a quality control assistant on Nick Saban's staff at Alabama. We're going to get off the air just a little bit early tonight because beginning at 6:50, we got a pair of boys' district finals. Marion's hosting Dubuque Wallard on the North and Main gyms, and Xavier's hosting Davenport Assumption on the South gym.
2 hours in the rearview mirror, 45 minutes to go. As Kyle just mentioned, we are not on until 7 tonight. An abbreviated third and final hour of the program coming your way on 1600 AM, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, and 107.5 FM here in Cedar Rapids. Woodja is next.
Hi, I'm the new Shell and Fuel Rewards card.
And I'm the new Shell and Fuel Rewards MasterCard.
With me, you save 10 cents per gallon up to 20 gallons every time you fill up.
Hey, that's the same with me.
And you also earn 10% rebates on your first $1,200 in non-fuel purchases per year at Shell stations?
Yeah, and I can be used anywhere MasterCard is accepted.
Oh, I like you already.
At Shell, it's all about saving. Visit www.shell.us/get rewards and apply today. At participating Shell stations only. Terms and conditions apply.
Golic, did you know that Gatorade Zero has all the same electrolytes but with zero sugar?
I did know that because I drank some Gatorade Zero after I ran 2 miles at the gym this morning.
Two? Please, I ran three.
Did I mention I also was on a 6 incline?
You didn't, but that's interesting because that's 2 less than I was on.
Were you also running backwards? Because I was.
No.
Gatorade Zero, all the electrolytes with zero sugar. So you can get more out of zero.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
Breaking news, Duke coach Mike Krzyzewski with an encouraging update on freshman Zion Williamson.
We don't have a timetable, but the preliminary reports that we have on Zion's injury are all optimistic, very, very good. And the fact that it's a stable condition, a mild sprain.
Coach K on Basketball and Beyond on ESPNU Radio on Sirius XM. He says they'll know more about the prognosis in the next day or two. Duke's next game is Saturday at Syracuse. Orange coach Jim Boeheim spoke briefly with his team today but did not attend practice. Boeheim was driving a car that struck and killed a man on Interstate 690 after last night's win against Louisville. According to police, Boeheim was not impaired and was trying to avoid a car in the middle of the road that was involved in a separate crash. NBA doubleheader on ESPN Radio starting at 7:30 Eastern tonight.
The All-Star Weekend is behind us, and the race to the postseason is about to heat up. The Celtics travel to Milwaukee to face the Bucks, followed by the Rockets and Lakers. Tonight at 7:30 Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Presented by Indeed.
Doing HVAC work has given you some good opportunities. Now, how about an even better one? Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 is looking to represent residential commercial HVAC workers. Being with 263 means you're part of the union, and union jobs offer better pay, better benefits, and better job security. Those are things that mean a better life using the skills you already have. Work with Sheet Metal Workers Local 263. Give Rick a call at 319-721-9414. 319-721-9414.
When it's sports you need, tune to KGYM. Great ESPN programming and live local sports. When it's smart rock you need, tune to Smart FM for great smart rock and weekend programming. Like the Beatles Buffet, Sunday mornings at 11. Looking for something a little off the beaten path? Chris Jackson's got you covered with Where It's At, Everything Alternative, Sunday nights at 6. Smart Rock on Smart FM.
It's time for some straight talk. Picture this. Your favorite team is playing. You're streaming the game. 10 seconds left. Your team shoots. Oops. Your data runs out.
Look, don't let that happen. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get 25 gigs of high-speed data, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks.
Join Team Straight Talk and get unlimited talk and text plus 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month.
Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less, only at Walmart.
First 25 gigs at high speed, then 2G. See terms at straighttalk.com.
Golic, did you know that Gatorade Zero has all the same electrolytes but with zero sugar?
I did know that because I drank some Gatorade Zero after I ran 2 miles at the gym this morning.
Two? Please, I ran 3.
Did I mention I also was on a 6 incline?
You didn't, but that's interesting because that's 2 less than I was on.
Were you also running backwards? Because I was.
No.
Gatorade Zero, all the electrolytes with zero sugar. So you can get more out of zero.
Moffitt looks for some continued success this weekend in Atlanta. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Today, Midday.
All right, welcome to F-150 Radio. Call from Georgia. Chad, what's shaking in Macon?
I know they did it again, man.
Who are they and what did they do, man?
Ford F-150 engineers. I know that as usual, they built the F-150 to kick butt and take names.
Like how the high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy F-150 thrashes the competition with best-in-class horsepower?
Not surprised.
How about best-in-class payload?
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Not to mention best-in-class towing and torque.
Tell me something. I don't know, man.
A pound of houseflies has more protein than a pound of beef.
Okay.
So, Chad, how do you know so much about F-150 putting a beat down on the competition?
I drive the competition. Got a 10-year lease.
Kind of embarrassing, huh?
Maybe I shouldn't advertise that fact on a national talk radio show.
Good call. This is the Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
Best-in-class claims with properly configured vehicles. Classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR based on Ford segmentation.
2018 NASCAR Gander Outdoors Truck Series champion Brett Moffitt heads back to the Atlanta Motor Speedway this weekend, looking for the same results he had there a year ago. A win. Moffitt is driving for GMS Racing this year and calls the 1.5-mile worn-out Atlanta track one of his favorite on the circuit.
I've always really enjoyed running Atlanta, even back to the Cup days where I was able to get a top 10 in an MWR car there. Was a lot of fun, and it's a driver's track. You got to move around. You got to drive it. It's a lot like a homestead where it's constantly changing. That's what makes it fun. It makes every lap a new challenge.
MRN will have live coverage of Saturday's Atlanta 200 for the trucks at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. See more now on the Atlanta race weekend at MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Today Midday on the Motor Racing Network.
Back to the Todd Bromelkamp Show right here on KGYM.
If you're not completely satisfied, simply return the unused portion for a full refund. No questions asked. It's our way of saying thank you.
Welcome back in. 6:06. You and I, a big road win last night to take over sole possession of fourth place in the Missouri Valley. Listen to Gary Rima, what Gary had to say yesterday during his segment with us. Gary was at Shoot Around and said that he really liked the way that the team looked and was carrying itself during the Shoot Around. And I looked last night at the point spread, and you and I was a 6-point underdog on the road. And knowing that Missouri State likes to limit possessions and slow the game down, I sent a text to a friend of mine who likes to put some money on games. And I said, hey, you may want to take a peek at Missouri State UNI tonight. I got a feeling, given what Gary, and now Gary is an optimistic guy when it comes to UNI, but how Gary sounded yesterday when we chatted with him and knowing what I knew about Missouri State and UNI, I was blown off. I was rebuffed. Nah, not going to touch it. It's okay. 6 points seems like a lot for you and I. Even though it's a road game, I would take the points there. And maybe they won by 20 points last night. A lucrative night for those of you degenerates out there that enjoy that type of thing. And Iowa, by the way, is a lot closer to legalized sports gambling than perhaps you may realize. It will be a thing by mid-April, most likely. That is when the Senate and the House will have taken up any bills that they are going to act on in this legislative session. But if you talk to anybody around the state, Prairie Meadows already has a space. We mentioned the contract with William Hill that is in place, one of the world's largest, most respected sports books. They're going to be ready to hit the ground running on day one. Same thing for Riverside and other casinos across the state. It's just a matter at this point of crossing the T's, dotting the I's, and taking the matter up through the legislative process. But if you are a gambler, a sports gambler, good days, better days are on the horizon here in the Hawkeye State. It is Thursday, and even though we are only on until 6:45, 6:48 tonight due to high school boys basketball action, it does not keep us from making our appointed Thursday rounds. And that means Woodja is on tap.
It's now time for everyone's favorite weekly segment.
Would you rather know when you're going to die? Or would you rather know how you're going to die?
But why would you even say that? For shock value?
Can you give yourself a ding?
It's as simple as a yes or no.
Of course you would. Who wouldn't?
Would you?
Alex, I think most people know what direction we're going in this today, piggybacking on the poll question available for you at KGYMradio.com today. What would you do if you were Duke's Zion Williamson? Return to school and just act as if nothing happened, business as usual, or say thanks but no thanks. That $8 million insurance policy is nice, but you're not going to see me on a floor again until I'm wearing an NBA uniform. You're Zion Williamson. What do you do? 366-1600.
See, first of all, I'm glad that we phrased this question. I'm glad we do, would you, so we can ask this question, because I do get a little bit annoyed when I hear so many people saying, this is what he should do. Zion, you need to do this. Zion, you need to do that. No. He gets to make his own decision. So that's first and foremost. But if you're asking me to put myself in his, no pun intended, his shoes, whether they're
shoe singular,
into his shoe, I am not playing another game for Duke. I know that he's probably going to be the number one overall pick regardless. And I know that even if he does get injured, he has that $8 million insurance policy that would pay him if he falls below pick 16, which has about a 0% chance of happening. Him falling out of the number one spot has like a 0.1% chance of happening if he had a really, really severe injury, which is why you don't risk it. You don't risk it at all. He doesn't need to be here. He does need to be in this position, because I know a lot of people are making the argument that he could have gone to the G League. He could have gone overseas. Let's be real about this. Playing in college basketball, based on what we're seeing from the FBI, might be a little bit more lucrative of a business anyway. But the fact of the matter is, college is still the best option that a player has after they graduate high school for 1 year, even for the elite prospects. But he is too good to be playing for Duke right now. He needs to be in the NBA. He needs to be developing his skills, developing a jump shot, getting in the gym every single day, working with his teammates who are going to be his teammates for the next 5 years. But he's not. He's playing for a great coach. I'll give you that. He's playing for a legendary coach. But there is no use of wasting another day going out there worrying about injury and putting off, prolonging the inevitable fact that he could leave tomorrow and sign one of the biggest endorsement deals since LeBron James. He could leave school tomorrow and be a $75 to $80 million man. So that's exactly what I would do if you're asking me to put myself into his shoe.
What would you do if you were Zion Williamson? 366-1600. Me? I would find it very, very difficult to set foot on another college court again. And this time it was only a grade one sprain. Steph Curry, I understand, suffered a similar injury and was out 2 weeks.
Yes, it's a minor thing. There's a partial tear to a ligament, but it heals on its own within a week. Correct.
I mean, this is his entire career. This is his entire livelihood. What's to say that the next time something freakish happens, he's not shredding his ACL? Now, granted, you can make a comeback from that. You can still have a fine career. You can still be a superstar. But the odds become longer in that case. If you're him and you've got this silly rule that you have to go to college for 1 year because that's the way that the NBA wants it, at least for the moment, and this is a giant charade, everybody just goes through it and plays along. If I'm him, I'm saying, okay, I'm done playing charades. I don't do the whole rah-rah school spirit thing. This is not American Graffiti. This is not Happy Days, 1950s America here. I'm sorry. This is a multi-million dollar business. He's a multi-million dollar athlete. He's got to protect himself. He's got to protect his future. and going out and playing against North Carolina and Syracuse and Baltimore County in the NCAA tournament, that's not good for his future. He's not going to make any more money by going and playing more college basketball games. He's already the number one overall pick in the draft. Shoe companies are already lining up to throw $75 million or more at him for endorsement deals. He has nothing to gain and everything to lose by returning and playing college. And I know that this stinks as sports fans. I get it. We just had this with four Iowa football players. It started with Noah Fant, but you went through it with TJ Hawkinson and the rest of the guys who left school early. The Fant one is about as close to this as possible because he bailed on the team before its bowl game. This would be Zion Williamson bailing on the team not only before the NCAA tournament, but before the regular season was even over. And I still, maybe as a Duke fan, I'd be upset, but as anybody else looking at this, I don't think you would blame him if he just took his ball and went home, or took his ball and went to the nearest NBA arena and made millions and millions and millions of dollars. Let's go to the phone lines, 366-1600. Jeff in Cedar Rapids wants to weigh in. Jeff, the floor is yours.
How you doing? I started out kind of where you were on this, where, you know, that it just makes no sense to risk the financial security, et cetera. But then I started thinking about something, and it has to – it goes along the lines of the competitive spirit and that team unity that these kids have, and the whole reason that they went to Duke. They go to Duke or North Carolina or Villanova because they know that they're probably only playing for 1 year. These are these exceptionally talented kids that are McDonald's All-Americans, but they know that they got a chance to win a national championship. And I don't know if, when it comes down to it, if I'm Zion, I can say, well, that doesn't mean anything. Money means everything. The having that accolade and that achievement, if you will, to win a national championship, I don't think that's anything to really scoff at. And I don't know. I heard you just say that he's got an $8 million insurance policy. He and his family are still taken care of. I know it's not to the tune of hundreds of millions, which he probably is due to get. But I don't know if those kids, if you gave them all their choice, hey, go to the NBA now and today and be millionaires, or finish this thing out because you're damn close to winning a national title. I don't really know what they'd say. I bet there's a bunch of them that would stay in there and fight for that national championship.
Jeff, appreciate your perspective. Anybody else out there feel the same way? 319-366-1600.
I agree 100% with what he's saying. That's why this is such a difficult decision, right? I mean, you're looking at this and you're saying, oh, of course, I'm taking the $85 million that I can make tomorrow and I'm leaving school. But I think that a lot of people who have played will say the same thing. Like, it's difficult. It's not an easy decision to make, to leave the team that you have become close with, to leave the team that you've played with for the last 6 months, the coach that brought you in. I'm not saying this is an easy decision by any means, because it's very difficult, and he would be the first one to do it. He would be the first one to set this precedent that we have long anticipated being set in college basketball. The first one to say, you know what, we're chasing a national championship, because in college football, it doesn't matter. You're in a bowl game, it's meaningless, and nobody, for the most part, I'd say about 80% of people will say, you know what, you don't have to play in the bowl game. I'm not worried about it. Go make your money. But in this case, he would be the first person to say, sorry, guys, I know that you are the favorite to win the national championship with me in there, but I have to do what's best for me. This is not as easy of a decision as a lot of people are making out to be. I'm just saying, I probably know which decision I'm making if I were him.
They're hemorrhaging McDonald's All-Americans even if he doesn't return to the team.
That's true.
And what does he gain by winning a national championship? Nothing monetarily.
I know.
I guess you get a nice ring that you can then sell 40 years down the road if you're destitute enough. But to me, there's nothing to be gained. And I just think it's a little bit Norman Rockwell-ish to think that everybody is in it for school spirit and playing for the band of brothers alongside one another and everybody. I'm sorry, I'm a little too cynical for that. There are plenty of players that would say, you know what, I like you guys. I might come back if I'm invited for a 25-year reunion, if you'll have me. If you consider me a big enough part of the team, I got you two-thirds of the way there, but I'm gone. The bottom line is this. He's only there because he has to be.
And that's where our argument always comes back to.
And that's what's changing. And again, the NBA is striking while the iron is hot here because they understand that this is a topic of discussion today. So they are moving to once again lower the draft age from 19 to 18, which would alleviate some of these issues here. I just think it's ridiculous. I think it's ridiculous that that parents make kids go to college. If the kids don't want to go to college, they shouldn't have to go to college. No, there's no reason that you have to go to college. You can go to a trade school, or you can go do an apprenticeship, or you can go do whatever makes you happy. Going and sitting in classrooms for 4 or 5 years studying Greek literature or God knows what some of the other classes that they make you take along with your electives, it doesn't make you any better of a person, or doesn't necessarily make you better at your job or get you a better job. And I understand in the job market today, you got to have that little piece of paper, but why are we forcing kids to go to school when they don't want to be there? And the NBA and the...
Or need to be there.
And, or in this case, need to be there. That, to me, we just need to quit playing this game of charades. And the closest we ever came to truly addressing it head-on in another sport was when Cardale Jones made the famous comment about, we ain't here to play school. But he was right. And very few people wanted to give him credit for being right. But not everybody needs to be forced into going to school. And in Zion Williamson's case, he's that instance, that rare instance, good enough to go from high school to the NBA. Now, the rule got put into place because, and I know this is shocking, right? A bunch of 17, 18-year-old kids had big enough egos. They felt they were NBA players. So all these kids were going and declaring for the draft and going undrafted, and it became a little bit of an issue. And the college game was a little concerned about a talent drain. So they wanted to get at least a little piece of the pie. Hey, if I'm the NCAA... 1 year of Zion Williamson Duke jersey sales and the percentage that I get is better than nothing. So yeah, we'll work here hand in hand with the NBA on this. It's benefited virtually everybody except for players of Zion Williamson's talent. He doesn't benefit by being forced to go to school. 366-1600, Matt in Iowa City is next up on the phone lines tonight. Matt, what's up?
I had a question and a comment. Question is, couldn't they come out of high school and go to Europe and make some money for a year and then go to the NBA?
Yes, they can.
Then why is everybody going to school?
All right. So that's an interesting question, Matt. The FBI I was trying to get at this earlier, but didn't quite get to it. You see the money flying around in college basketball? I know people want to sort of ignore that, and I'm not saying that Zion Williamson was paid, although...
Oh, if I had a pearl necklace, I would be clutching it right now. I'm about to faint. Are you about to imply that there's money to be made
in college basketball?
Oh, Kyle, get the fainting couch.
It's a hard concept to believe, isn't it? let's just say that I think that college players a lot of times make more, a heck of a lot more than G League players.
Or in the European.
Especially
ones.
The really, really elite ones.
366-1600, but don't worry about it. Your program is clean. You never take anything for granted. Not in this day and age. Austin in Cedar Rapids is next up. Austin, go ahead.
I got a question. If you were Cam Reddish or R.J. Barrett and Dine Williamson sits out, would you still play or would you sit out at that point also?
Whew. I am not familiar enough with their draft stock. I'm assuming they are also going to be first-round draft picks. It's the domino that knocks every other domino over.
I don't think that the precedent has been set enough for them to, as healthy players, as players who are capable of playing, for them to feel comfortable sitting out. If that makes sense. Maybe down the line after somebody does it, then maybe that happens. But right now, I think the conventional wisdom is going to be it, because if Zion Williamson doesn't get hurt last night, we're not really discussing this. I know Scottie Pippen brought this up a couple of weeks ago that maybe he should shut it down, but it really didn't pick up much traction until last night when we saw the injury. So probably not. But that's another one. I wouldn't blame him. I would not blame them if they did.
Reminds me, we've got to get Mark Morehouse to tell the story about running into Scottie Pippen at the liquor store on one of his bowl trips the next time he's on the program with us. 366-1600. It's not an easy subject to tackle here because you do have the teammates involved here, and I guess it comes down to your personal character. Because now I've seen a number of people say you signed up for this. Well, what you're really signing up for is a college degree at Duke. We just have to drop that altogether. What you're signing up for is it's a one-year deal. It's a Mike Moustakas type of deal where all these nomads in Major League Baseball are now going to have to live year to year on one-year contracts because that's the way that things are. It's essentially the same in college basketball. You're on a one-year deal with a Duke or a North Carolina, these elite players. And do you have to see that deal all the way through into late March, early April, or are you under no obligation to play beyond getting hurt or in a position where if you get hurt, all of a sudden millions of dollars are being lost? You've got to look out for number one. But I do think it's just a little short-sighted to automatically assume that everybody is a team player, so to speak, that everybody would be concerned about, oh, I don't want these guys, these 12 or 13 guys, not liking me for the rest of my life.
Yeah. If you believe that way, please don't ever go watch an AAU game. Please
there are,
don't.
Those guys exist. There are still great teammates in every sport, but I've been around enough locker rooms in my life, collegiately and professionally, to know that there are also a number of guys that will do whatever it takes to advance their interests over the rest of their teammates. Happens all the time. Did Matt get cut off?
Yeah, I didn't mean to. Okay. But Matt, sorry about that.
Matt, Alex hung up on you.
no problem. I just wanted to make a comment. I'm a physical therapist. I've been working with athletes for 30 years, and if he decides not to play, then I hope he's not going to go work out at Exos or some of these other training programs and do a bunch of box jumps and do other things that are going to potentially injure. We just saw that with the Mississippi State D lineman, right?
Correct.
Or his ACL. So you can get hurt so easily just in basic training.
Yeah, and I think that's one thing that oftentimes gets ignored in this, and I've mentioned it in the past in talking about players leaving early to go to not play in bowl games. There's no guarantee, and this is going to sound really dark because of what happened with Jim Boeheim the other night, but there's no guarantee that you don't get hit by a car walking across the street tomorrow. I mean, we don't know the next time. He can be healthy and he can sit out 2 weeks and he could come back and something freak could happen. He could break his ankle. Or he could dislocate his shoulder. I mean, tomorrow is not guaranteed for any of us.
Right.
And that's why I think you really have to make the decision today what's best for you moving forward. Tomorrow's not guaranteed for any of us. And so $8 million insurance policies are nice, but if you could, now I guess if you're sitting out there listening and you go, well, if tomorrow's not guaranteed and he can get an $8 million insurance policy and then 3 months from now he could get hit by the car, then he wouldn't have made the $40 to $75 million. Then he comes out ahead when he, okay, you beat me at my own game. Well, you guys win.
I know that this comes up. Well, he could get hurt walking across the street. Well, what is more, where is he more likely to get hurt, walking across the street or...
Have you seen the potholes lately? Not that Zion Williamson is.
People definitely throw away the risk reward when discussing making these decisions.
And every league, and we've got people on the text line referencing leagues that do things differently.
Yeah,
league does things differently. I don't think there's a way to homogenize this. I don't think you can tell the NHL, MLB, the NBA, and the NFL, you're all doing things the same way.
Why?
Because it doesn't work.
But why does the MLB and the NHL, why do they allow players out of high school to join their leagues, to join their organizations, but not the NBA, and to a lesser extent, I will say the NFL, if a player is
ready? Yeah, the NFL gets the exemption because there's a lot of physical growth between high school and going into the league. The NBA definitely is a lot closer to the NHL and MLB in the sense that you can have the talent to play at the highest level when you're young, but the NHL and Major League Baseball also have that minor league system and a structured system where a player can grow into. The NBA has the G League.
That's why I've been calling for it. I agree 100%. If they
had a tiered system, much like the minor leagues have A-ball, AA, AAA. If you had the G League, if you had some other CBA level, a AA affiliate sort of, which you get AAA, AA with hockey, I think it would make a little bit more sense. Now, the question there is, do you have enough bodies? Is there enough to, because the money is more lucrative in Europe for some of these players. That's why you take a look at the AAF, which is reportedly having financial problems in week two, the All-American Football Alliance or Alliance of American Football.
There you go.
Yeah, my bad. The Alliance, the as Dan Lebatard football. And you like to call it. There's not enough money to make it financially lucrative enough for enough players to sustain a league. And then you've got to put people in the seats to watch the product. And I just don't know if Cedar Rapids had a AA basketball league team where if you're lucky, a guy may eventually wind up on a two-way contract in the G League. How many people are going to the Cell Center to watch that? Not enough to support that type of system.
And that is the one of the difference that they have made, the changes they have made the last couple of years. There are now two-way contracts with the G League. So a couple of players in each organization get the opportunity. Monte Morris was one of them. I think Monte Morris was literally one of the first players to sign a two-way contract between the G League and the NBA that says you have to be on the NBA roster a certain amount of days, but you're also on in a contract with the G League team.
366-1600. Keep the texts coming on the Hertin and Stocker Jewelers text line. We have one final break to take tonight. We are off at 6:48 for high school boys basketball action. When we return, Kyle will get you a big board update, and we'll finish up with some of the details in that Manny Machado deal, which was officially announced by the San Diego Padres tonight. Back with more after this.
You gotta be so cold to make it in this world. Yeah, you're a natural, living your life cutthroat. You gotta be so cold. Yeah, you're a natural.
Alexa, play Imagine Dragons.
Okay.
'Cause you're a
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Do you have frequent heartburn? Like the kind where you have antacids stashed everywhere in case it pops up? You know what I mean. You keep some in your bag, or your desk, or your car, or your nightstand. You have those chalky tablets ready for whenever and wherever heartburn strikes. Well, listen up. There's an easier way to deal with your heartburn. Prilosec OTC. Just one pill a day will last a full 24 hours with zero heartburn. Kick your antacid habit. It's possible with Prilosec OTC.
Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
All across Iowa, you might notice people really smiling.
Good hit, way to go!
Really laughing. Really living.
So good to see you, Grandma.
That's because more Iowans choose Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield for their health insurance. Our members know they can count on us to be with them when they need us most. Having that peace of mind gives them the freedom to enjoy every moment life gives them to help them live to the fullest. So it's no wonder Wellmark members smile so much. Learn more at Wellmark.com.
TCB Pool Hall isn't one of those joints with a table stuck in the back for atmosphere. Nah, TCB Pool Hall is legit straight-up pool with 10 regulation full-size tables you rent by the hour. They've got a darn respectable beer selection, too, with 26 rotating taps and another 30-plus brews and bottles and cans. TCB isn't the place the kiddies play. You gotta be 21 to get in here. So skip the nonsense. Hang out, play pool, and drink cold beer at TCB Pool Hall in the heart of the Pedball, downtown Iowa City.
Dutch Boy's new Platinum Plus paint with Stain Shield technology has the performance you expect from a luxury paint at a price you didn't. Platinum Plus is up to 50% more washable and stain resistant than a leading premium paint in satin sheen. Superiority ranges from 24 to 50% depending on sheen selected. Platinum Plus keeps your walls looking new longer. Menards and Dutch Boy paint have you covered. Go ahead, live your life.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Alexis, I've reviewed your resume online, and I think you're very professional, punctual, a fantastic listener, and I believe you'd be a great fit at our company.
Dave, we've talked about this. I will not be your employee. I'm your therapist.
Is this reverse psychology?
No, Dave.
Does that mean yes?
We're out of time, Dave.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Wedding season is upon us, and the easiest way to look fresh for the big day is with theblacktux.com. The Black Tux has awesome suits and tuxedos that you rent online. With their free home try-on, you can see the fit and feel the quality of your suit months before your event. After ordering, it will arrive 14 days before your event. Stand out for the right reasons with the Black Tux. For $20 off your purchase, visit theblacktux.com and enter code SPAIN. That's theblacktux.com, code SPAIN.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Golic, did you know that Gatorade Zero has all the same electrolytes but with zero sugar?
I did know that because I drank some Gatorade Zero after I ran 2 miles at the gym this morning.
Two? Please, I ran three.
Did I mention I also was on a 6 incline?
You didn't, but that's interesting because that's 2 less than I was on.
Were you also running backwards? Because I was.
No.
Gatorade Zero, all the electrolytes with zero sugar. So you can get more out of zero.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial 3.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
A pair of boys Class 3A District Finals come up this Thursday night at KGYM. Join us at 6:50 with the pregame. On 1600 AM, it'll be Marion hosting Dubuque Waller. And on 107.5 to 106.3 FM, it'll be Cedar Rapids Xavier hosting the Knights at Davenport Assumption. The winners move on to the sub-state final next Monday. That's 3A Boys District Finals. Waller at Marion on 1600 and Assumption at Xavier on 107.5 and 106.3. Thursday night starting at 6:50 on KGYM.
back to the Todd Bromelcam Show right here on KGYM.
Is there no limit to what he won't notice?
Well, if that doesn't get you excited for what's on the way tonight, I don't know what will. High school basketball, a couple boys' games on tap for you. The reason why we are off the air in about, well, let's call it 7.5, 8 minutes. At this point, we appreciate you with us through the program tonight. Lots of great guests today. Mark Emmert of the Des Moines Register, Kyle Boone of CBS Sports, and Mark Carlson from the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders. Riders taking on Dubuque tomorrow night at the Mystique Ice Arena, and then heading home to face the Fighting Saints Saturday at the U.S. Cellular Center. The Cedar Rapids River Kings also in town on Saturday night, making their debut in the Indoor Football League, the newly rechristened Indoor Football League franchise. We wish them the best of luck against Sioux Falls, which, as we all know, is one of the leading forces in Indoor Football League play. We learned that earlier this week when we chatted with Ryan Euchre, the general manager of the River Kings. Tickets still available for both the Rough Riders and River Kings games on Saturday. You can get them on their websites. Let's send things over to Kyle. We'll check in with him one last time. A big board update.
Fran McCaffrey met with the media in Iowa City today to discuss a few things, among them the struggles of Luka Garza of late. And McCaffrey says he's spoken to Garza about how to find better shots and avoid foul trouble, but that he's told him to just keep shooting. He also went on record to say he believes capable players should be allowed to forego college and enter the NBA straight from high school. UNI went on the road last night and beat Missouri State 63-43, led by senior Wyatt Lohouse with 22. This is the Panthers' third straight victory, and they really do seem to be playing their best basketball of the season here down the stretch. The defense has been tight, but the offense is finally starting to click as they've shot 46% or better in all three of those wins. At 8-7 in the MVC, UNI trails Drake and Loyola by only two games, with three remaining, one of which is hosting Loyola. The Gazette reported today Iowa intends to go to the Board of Regents next week to seek approval for $25 million renovations to Hilton Coliseum. No seats will be added, but big plans are in place for expansion of the concourse. Concessions will be moved and upgraded, corridors will be widened, and elevators and other trouble areas of maintenance will be addressed. Joe Houston served as Matt Campbell's special teams coordinator there in Ames last season, but over the offseason was reassigned to an off-field quality control position. But now, instead, he's going to be a quality control assistant on Nick Saban's staff down in Alabama. We're about to get off the air just a little bit early because beginning in just a few minutes, we got a pair of boys' district finals. Marion's hosting Dubuque Wallert on the North and Main gyms, and Xavier's hosting Davenport Assumption on the South gym.
So the Padres will introduce Manny Machado at a news conference tomorrow in Arizona in the morning. Machado officially signing his 10-year, $300 million contract with the team. There is an opt-out after the 2023 season, so about halfway through the deal. Chances that Manny Machado exercises that opt-out?
Well, he would only exercise that opt-out if he
felt he could make more
exactly,
money.
Exactly. If he had, what, you said how many years? After how many years? Five,
it's
you said?
It's 2023, so 19, yeah, after 4 years.
Okay,
right?
So that would
19,
mean he
20,
had...
20, 21, 22, 23, no, 5 years.
4 incredible years.
It was my understanding there would be no math. Halfway through the deal, he can pull the ripcord and jump out of the plane halfway through the flight.
You know what? I think by that time, the Padres will be relevant again, and he's going to want to stay in San Diego. Because it's going to be a fun place to be. It already is, but it will be a fun place to be because they will be winning.
They're going to be, I think, very good very soon. They have Fernando Tatis Jr., who there's so much good talent in the minor leagues right now coming up this next wave that Vladimir Guerrero Jr. gets most of the attention, and then Eloy Jimenez gets a ton of attention. And Fernando Tatis Jr. is just sort of overshadowed. I mean, he is the third wheel here in a trio of players that I think are going to be offensive forces in the game for years to come.
Could that go down as one of the worst trades in Chicago White Sox history? I didn't know this until yesterday, but I was flabbergasted to know that the Chicago White Sox once had Fernando Tatis and Jr. and they traded him for James Shields.
Sammy Sosa for George Bell is probably
a pretty bad
one, but trading, and granted, Fernando Tatis Jr. was light years away from the major leagues, but the trade was made to acquire James Shields because the White Sox felt that they were contending, and he's brought them nothing at this point. And Fernando Tatis Jr. is looking like he's going to be a thing for many years to come at Petco Park in San Diego. They've got a lot of talent. The pitchers are further away, and there's some speculation as to whether or not San Diego can use the number one farm system in baseball. They are number one. Toronto's number two at most outlets. Whether or not San Diego and A.J. Preller are now going to look at starting to trade some of the assets that they have in the minor leagues for established veteran pitchers. Remember this offseason, San Diego came up in discussions when it was rumored that the Mets may talk about shipping Noah Syndergaard off. So I would be very interested to see what San Diego does. Dallas Keuchel is out there as a free agent. They do need to bolster that that starting rotation, but San Diego is a lot closer to contending than people realize, and Manny Machado is taking the money, the sure thing here, because I think he understands that there's some labor issues ahead. The superstars are still getting their big contracts. Machado is still going to get paid. Harper is still going to get paid. The guys that are getting squeezed out are the Mike Moustakas of the world, the very good players who aren't superstars.
Marwin Gonzalez,
I saw somewhere somebody was looking at him on a three-year deal. I think the Twins were rumored to be looking at
him. I've always liked him.
Marwin Gonzalez. Great player for the game in this day and age. A versatile guy that can play all over the diamond. Former Cubs prospect. The Cubs have given up on a lot of guys, and he's one of them. DJ LeMahieu came up through the Cubs system. They kept some of the right guys, though. They kept guys like Javier Baez. They're going to be all right, even though Pecota has them as a 79-78 win team. The quote of the day at Cubs spring training today on the bulletin board was from the movie Talladega Nights, The Ballad of Ricky Bobby. If you're not first, you're last. And it had the Pecota projection along with it. They're using this as 2 years plus removed from a World Series title, and they're using Pecota projections and a quote from Talladega Nights as billboard material at Cubs spring training camp. But baseball was played today, the opener in the Cactus League and Grapefruit League, so you're going to start to see some of these exhibition games taking place over the course of the next several weeks. We'll keep an eye on whether or not Mitch Keller and A.J. Puck make appearances in Oakland and Pirates games before they are eventually sent to the minor leagues for quote-unquote more seasoning, which will happen. I think we see Keller in the big leagues at some point in 2019. I really do, as long as he continues to make progress with some of those breaking balls. 366-1600 is the Hertin and Stocker Jewelers text line. We've got about 45 seconds here with you tonight before we step aside for high school basketball. Rob Howe will be joining us on the phone tomorrow from Iowa City. He does not want to battle traffic going to Carver Hawkeye Arena for Iowa and Indiana, and I don't blame him, but we will preview the Iowa-Indiana game tomorrow with Rob inside the Big Hour, brought to you by our friends from Hawkeye Title and Settlement, and we've got a lot more in store for you, including your next chance to take home a $30 gift card from Mulligan's Pub. Half-price wings, 6 until close tonight at Mulligan's, if you're so inclined. If you missed anything from today's broadcast, you can check it out now online at KGYMRadio.com.
It's at the home show.
It's never too early to start planning to update or remodel your home and garden.